Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bud Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all is the reason why I do this shit. That man said, I spazzed on y'all, because a billion motherfucker want to see me fall. You know what, man? In the first Grudge Inc. magazine, I printed, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. With that being said, I brought that belt back. Sweet on Alabama. Also, I would like to say, when Dave Floyd had that belt, no one would challenge him for it. Now that I have it, I hear others want it now, including my co-host, DJ Grant, to whom I would still oblige him by pissing on his motherfucking motor any given Sunday or Saturday. Call me, boy.
Yo, this is the Bud Naked and DJ Grant Show. We got some hot topics tonight. I got some motherfuckers that was in the bushes. They out of the bushes now. And, DJ, you there? I guess DJ's still on the other line. Anyway, we're going to talk about a couple other things tonight, and we're going to talk about the exciting and... Ooh, boy, I don't know what the name for, but Cold Killer put on a hell of a race down there, him and Grudge Inc. Hit the most shit. I don't know. I'm tongue-tied and everything. I was so excited because I finally got my goddamn match with Wit. I finally got a chance to see some real Grudge matches back-to-back. And, hey. We had a great time. For y'all that wasn't there, y'all missed a real great show. It was excellent. With that being said, I'm going to go to a commercial right quick, and then we're going to get started.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Keep it real. That's all we do is keep it real over here.
I kept it real from the jump, boy. I told them motherfuckers if I ever get them, I'm going to fuck them up, and I did it. They must have hit my promo.
With train smoke.
What I tell them, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I'm going to fuck you up, boy, and I did it to you, boy. You and all your boys, boy. And your chili with his goddamn skirt on, too, motherfucker. Where you at now? Come out the closet.
He ain't coming out of the club. I got the memo. They say he ain't coming over here because somebody, they can't take them. Come on, that guy. Now, goddamn, if they had a whooped you, they'd have been over here talking all kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. You know it. I had to get liquored up to get with them tonight. I'm liquored up like a motherfucker. I'm ready.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for them, I can tell you that. I got that goddamn Belva dip. I'm ready for their ass.
They what can they say though? They can't say much. What I can say, I had it was a hell of a weekend this weekend, man. I mean,
I believe he over there. Dog, did y'all? Yeah, it's us, motherfucker. We hear y'all over there talking that shit, man. They already been dogging your ass, buck nigga. They'll be all right. It might show in my time. Now that motherfucker told you to mute my mic. I got his goddamn bad ass bald head motherfucker. I got it.
Hey, buck nigga, we got a lot of static on the door.
You got
a lot of static.
Static.
I don't know if I got a bad connection or what, but we
hear you. Go ahead. It got to be you because it's just me and Butt Naked on the mic.
What I'm saying, on the show, I can hear the static. I don't know if I got a bad connection when I call it or what, though.
Okay.
So I don't know how. Right. I don't want to get off of it. If I get off of it, y'all might lose me.
But you loud and clear over here. Ain't no static coming through on this end.
I'm on your show, Butt Naked. What you want to say, motherfucker?
Oh shit!
My fans told me to sit back. They gonna say it to your ass. Everybody, they want to say it. This is, but then you just lay back and we got you.
Man, you ain't got
that.
You ain't got
said,
the one
with that
on the show.
We had to up the store to get more people on this goddamn show.
Tonight. Hey, quit lying. I didn't call that
bullshit.
That's the truth.
It might not be.
Well, we're going to have one of these callers. They got their hands up. We're going to argue in a minute. Well, I want to see what these fans got to say about the races and all this stuff that went on this weekend. I done went down there and showed out and showed up. And, hey, boy, if y'all missed this weekend, y'all missed a hell of a show. Mean Dog definitely got the throwing blow down there because of the guy down here. He was hot lapping my ass, goddamn. He hot lapped me every 30 minutes. Along with everybody else, though, but I don't want to use that shit.
Well, props out the dog for doing a hell of a job of keeping the shootout. The dog knowing to keep the shootout going now. I got to give him his props now.
He kept the shootout going. He didn't keep the goddamn lane going, though. He didn't keep the lane going. He kept the shootout going, though.
That's what he was supposed to do. I don't think he was over the lane. I think he was just over the shootout. Is that right, dog? I don't know.
Well, yeah, dog. All right.
Dog on mute.
What that 205 number is? I had a 205. It looked like goddamn. Whoa. They had the hand up.
Well, I'm
205, whatever you were, press that one button again. Cause I believe that was a hood rat. I believe that who that was. Yeah, there
you
go.
I thought you said you had some fans on. Ain't nobody.
Man, try to call the show. 205, 5133. The mic is live.
What's going on, Butt Naked DJ Grand? What's happening, man?
What's going on,
Sleeper?
Brother?
Hey, your number one fan coming to you. Congratulations, that nigga. She was still waiting on her T-shirt.
Okay. Where's she at?
Right here. You want to say something to you, man? She's too ecstatic about that victory you got over my main man, Rick, man. I mean, it is what it is.
All right,
yeah.
Yay! you hear that,
you motherfucking BET? We got fans in the background, bitch.
That's the number one fan, but nigga.
Still, I appreciate it. I'll get you wearing that shirt.
He said he's going to get that shirt. He's going to appreciate it.
Okay.
I just want to get on the champ, man. Just know what you're doing, man. You said what you did, and you did what you mean, brother.
Hell yeah, most definitely. I don't tell them the last of that.
The man showed up at two big high-profile events, two big, very high-profile, two of the biggest races of the year. Mike Hill race, went over there and kicked some ass and came over to Macon. To do what he actually, that's the only reason he did exactly what he wanted to do. I don't know how the luck of the draw, how them two got their name, how they pulled each other's name. When they told him, I said, hell no.
I tell you, I will. Next, I prayed to the good Lord for it. When I left the house, the Lord let me go down and pull the joker name in the shootout. I really didn't want to get in that 29 tie shootout. I really didn't want to show my hand like that. But hey, I had to do to get that man there. I had to get him. Trying to walk across the goddamn hot, cold bathroom. Hey, you told Dog to put my mic. You speak when you spoken to, boy.
You can't control these mics over here. I see where you're chilly at. I see who had a skirt in your camp. DJ
Black. Let me show you something. Hold on, DJ. We're going to get one thing clear tonight.
We ain't going on the gay jokes tonight, because you know how that shit turned out last night, motherfucker. So set your motherfucking mouth tonight.
Hey.
We're not going there tonight. Now, I'm telling you.
I'm saying you got your pump on tonight, man. I'm the one told you that butt naked had pulled. You're the one that told me. You're not the one that told me. You look dead in my face, man. I said. But negative, I'm saying, we got but negative shoot out. You said no. He said, I'm going to check this shit out.
Okay.
I said, hell yeah, you.
And you were like, what's the
deal? Hell. What did it take out?
Look here, I tell you what. I got 5,000 reasons, but negative, if you gain.
They wouldn't I?
5,000 reasons if he gained.
Yep.
What are you talking about, boy?
Whoop me again.
Why the 5,000 reading didn't get better than making? How about that?
Exactly. They would not bet it. I told him on Dog Show, I said, he wouldn't bet me, but left Honey. He said, that's all
you didn't have my bank.
The bank was closed before I left. I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Bank over now.
What do you want?
Bank over now.
What is that, BG? What is that, BG?
Yeah, the bank will close. Bank will close before I left. It's
open now. Hold on. I want to get so the bank. Let me get this straight. Watch this. Is the bank open? Is the bank really open? I want to know if the bank really open. Is the motherfucking bank open? That's what I want to know. It's open.
The bank is open, man.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Before you say that, we talking about butt naked.
I said we're trying to change the subject, DJ. I asked the question. Hold on, hey, DJ.
Hey, y'all make an announcement. If y'all show full, let them know that they can call my show number and can get in on your show, because there's some lines.
Give
I got some lines
open now. I show slam jam pack food. Give them the number, dog.
If y'all trying to get on Book Naked Show and everything, you can call my show, 714-888-7485, and we simulcast it. I'm going back on mute. Y'all got it.
Say it again. Get that number again, dog. Say it, dog.
714-888-7485. Now, you bitches better get my number, because I got y'all number. Y'all better know mine, motherfucker.
Your number showing something else. 347-498-0005.
Hey, be quiet. That's the number from the show book, nigga. Just be quiet. Don't let anybody know you're DJ Grant, the double the box of rocks.
What the hell? Like
that, dog.
I'm back.
Who is that? I'm back.
I'm going on mute. That was BET getting on y'all motherfucking ass.
We ain't worried about BET.
Who worried about BET?
Hey, y'all know me and BET postponed our grudge fight until
okay,
next year.
Okay, I'm glad y'all kissed the maid up. God damn, I'm glad y'all kissed the maid up. Lord have mercy. I swear I'm happy about that.
So DJ, you was over there fucking with it tonight, talking about some gay jokes, right, damn it. You start fucking with it.
I said, hey, he opened the door now. I said, hey, I ain't with that bullshit. I ain't trying to go there.
DJ, can you give everybody a rundown of what happened? I think Dog is a better now. Dog, give everybody on my show a rundown of what happened this weekend over there, please, sir.
Fuck nigga, if I do that shit, man, I told you I was tired. Fuck nigga, I gave a goddamn long ass rundown, man. Don't want me to do that now.
Come on, man. We got a lot of Alabama
fans. I'm going to do it faster this time, but y'all fucking me up. I told y'all bitches I'm tired. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at the house with me, 23 motherfucking cars in there. 6 of them broke, so they left 17. Buck Naked, the first round, Buck Naked had to buy. In the first round, though, Tony Bynes had Cabo. Cabo went up in there, Tony Bynes won. Sabo had Big Low, and Sabo just fucked Big Low up. Tony Wright had Promar Quan, and that was just a byro for him, really. Y'all don't know him. 9-on-1 Bad Boys went up against Rose. Buck Naked, you said that when they didn't beat nobody. Rose was a bad motherfucker. He just didn't get a chance to test because he fucked around and didn't get a chance to make a test pass. So when he was in the shootout, that was his first pass. But the 9-on-1 Bad Boys was on a string that pass. They went straight on down the goddamn track. I'll tell y'all about that in a minute. T5 whipped up on Bobby Childs Jr., which wasn't nothing. Tab Taylor, that girl with the only small block of marrow, fucked up Little Romeo by beating Trigger Man on the tree. Fucked Trigger Man up on the tree bed. Little Rick and David Floyd went down through there with a damn good race, but Little Rick was on a goddamn rail after he had, had a little shakeup in that first big matchup. But anyway, Little Rick was on the rail to beat David Floyd. Bullet Racing, the same boys that missed with Bobby Childs Jr. them, went up against Jason Baum in his Pro Charger car. Of course, Jason Baum did the dick dance on him. And Bucket and Naked, goddammit, said, goddammit, I'm sitting back. I'm skinning my dick back. I ain't been circumcised. I got that shit on the head of my dick. He had the bye run. Anyway, they fucked around. They fucked around there. And goddammit, him and goddammit, 9-on-1 went. They was going at it. They was going at it. And Buck Naked was in the bathroom. They said throwing up. I don't know what that meant, though. But anyway, Buck Naked was on his knees praying that he draw the 9-on-1 Bad Boys. And guess what? The second round, goddamn Bucket Naked draw the 9-on-1 Bad Boys. When he drawed the 9-on-1 Bad Boys and Witt saw who he had to run, Witt ran on there and turned the goddamn fucking King Kong up. And when goddamn they got on the goddamn line, King Kong took off and shitted all over himself. And Buck Nigga did a dick dance on the 9-on-1 Bad Boys and beat the fuck out of him. Next up, Tony Wright had to run Jason Braun with the goddamn Pro Charger car. Tony Wright was taking the tree with him all day. He took the tree with him again and fucked Jason Braun up. Tab Taylor came around after he done knocked off one of the primetime boys. He said, fuck it, I might as well make it a goddamn threesome. So Tab Taylor, the female, and the only female out there that day, fucked up Tony Bynes, and he was leaking his ass all over the track. They should have shit that bitch motherfucker down, but he leaking all down the goddamn track. Next up, it was Lil Rick and T5, and Lil Rick did some unspeakable shit to T5. He got nervous and shitted on himself and red-lighted. They both had the bye run. Coming into the next round, goddammit, it was Tab Taylor going against Bucket and Naked. Buck Naked still was coming in there talking shit, talking about his converter was 700 degrees, talking about his nuts wasn't twisting on right. He said somebody's fucking cap he lost. Anyway, Buck Naked came in there, goddamn it, had them goddamn flames, goddamn it, waving like a motherfucker as he fucked Tab Taylor up in that goddamn Camaro. She made a hell of a pass, but Buck Naked pulled a parachute on her ass. Next up, it was Tony Wright and Zabo. Everybody at the track was betting on Zabo, but everybody didn't know but me. Everybody but me. I knew it. Sabo was hurt, so I was going to bend my ass off with Tony Wright. So I racked up on that race and hauled ass. Anyway, Tony Wright fucked Sabo up because Sabo had a motor was hurt. Anyway, Lil Rick got the bye. Then this is where it come up at. Buck Naked, goddammit, I told his ass for making them, goddammit. Buck Naked don't know how to make a run and shut off, but I know what it is. I found out that T-Man, so Lil, he can't see out the goddamn window over the dashboard. He got a little peephole. He looked through the dashboard to see down the track. So that way, when he's beating the shit out of a motherfucker, he don't know how to get out of it. So anyway, he had made goddamn 3 full passes, and Buck Naked came back around and said his goddamn converter was hot, his radiator was radiator, his alternator was alternating, and his goddamn whatever was whatever. Anyway, Buck Naked had to go up against Lil Rick. Man, oh man. Man, oh goddamn man. Buck Naked had him fucked up for 597 feet. But at the goddamn 660, goddamn it, Lil Rick took that 2-inch dick he had out and stuck it out and fucked Buck Naked up. Right at the strike. Damn good race. Probably the best race of the night. Anyway, Tony Wright and Lil Rick in the finals. Tony Wright and Lil Rick. Tony Wright was riding the goddamn it. It was in the air for about 300 feet and was in front of Lil Rick. But when he came down, Lil Rick stuck that 2-inch dick back in his ass too. Went on and took the goddamn win. A hell of a goddamn race. Goddamn Buck Naked did his goddamn thing. And that's all I got to say. That's the wrap up. Y'all can talk about it from there, y'all. I tried to do it quick. There it is, fellas.
Excellent report, dog. We appreciate that. Appreciate
great
that.
Great job, dog. You the man. You the goddamn man. I don't care what nobody say. You know it.
Make you think you was there. I couldn't say it. Nothing. Nobody said
it. Hey, I got to admit now. I don't know what all the behind-the-scenes shit going on, but goddamn it, I believe Buck Naked and 9-on-1 got a grudge going on, and I don't think it's going to goddamn it do no better till they goddamn go ahead and do it. Right now, I think Buck Naked might be in the driver's seat, but I don't know. I'm going on mute.
Would you get all those thoughts and that? Let me give you something, dog. Here you go, right here.
And Naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where your other co-host at? Where Mark at tonight?
Hey. Hey, you still in the hospital. I just let the hospital a while ago. He's still in the hospital. I just got to give them jello shots out like Cold Killer did, goddamn. They over there eating jello through a straw. I don't fuck them up. When you hit a bitch in the mouth right, they ain't gonna come around no more.
Oh, no.
See what I did to him right here? Hold on, DJ. Do what I did to the 901 boy right here. Check this out. I blow the motherfuckers up. I put a Scud missile on their head, goddamn.
Well, all I can say, it's been talked about all goddamn year, and the shit finally happened.
You ain't lying.
I'm glad it
happened. Told him, boy. God don't work like me. I had to give him. He set it up for me to get that ass. I prayed that. I didn't want them for criminal. I want them. And I got it. I don't give a damn if I don't get them for criminal now. They're my criminal right there. But with that little Rick, dog forgot to tell y'all they got them beast of mine turned sideways out there on that big end. Two times.
You had to lift.
I had to lift two times. Two whole times. Flame stretched out all across.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you now. Like I said, Buck Naked, you got the right to goddamn it. Since you won, you got the right to goddamn pat your chest and everything. You right. But for y'all know on a safety thing, like Whit said it on the other show, though, on a safety thing, when it get cold like that, y'all, that big end going to get due on it. And we don't want to talk about nobody track. But it ain't really that safe to goddamn run them cars that fast on that big end with them little-ass tires, because that track is slippery as a motherfucker on the big end. So from now on out, y'all need to start getting them races in as quick as possible. Whit said that on his show. He said that on my show earlier, Buck Naked and the DJ Grant. But he tell the truth about that, though.
That's true.
Buck Naked got goddamn it real squirrely on the other end down there.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that Buck Naked said that earlier to you. That's why he was saying he was trying to run, the early he could. So, but I mean, it's absolutely true what you're saying, though. It's absolutely true.
We don't want to see nobody get hurt.
You know.
Before we go any further, dog, can you give me a rundown of what's going on these next two big races we got two going on, but one so many miles away, the other so many miles away. Can you give me a rundown on Mike Hill race, and then if you know anything about Joe. If you don't, I can get DJ to give him a rundown on Mississippi Joe Ray. Can you do that?
And also on
okay,
on,
well,
Mike Hill race is on November 2nd.
We got a big race this weekend.
Yeah.
If y'all going to
I'm
going to let y'all do
that,
man.
I apologize. Yeah. Give Wicks and Mike Hill's out first, and then we'll go with Mississippi Joe.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do this here then.
The word is getting out.
We know! The word is out. 901 Bad Boys presents Trick or Treat Grunge. Saturday, October 26th. Holly Springs, Mississippi, get ready! It all goes down at the Holly Springs Racetrack. Y'all ready? Spectators only pay $15. And 901 will be giving a free car away.
Say it again. Say it again.
A free car away. Main event. Candy Cane versus K-9. Live action. King Kong Jr. versus Turbo Tim. Gadget versus the Predator. And if Jr. can't get it done, Turbo, the Daddy King Kong, will bite your head off. So while Arkansas, Tennessee, Aberdeen, Texas, Georgia, Mississippi will all be on the track. And that's a fact. Yeah. Now hear this. Public announcement. Boss Vine is looking for Jay, Freddy Krueger, and Michael Myers. Kill or be killed. For more info, you can contact Whit at 901-870-2877 or 901-NERO-4. And BET Live will get you out of the bushes. And it all goes down at the Holly Springs Racetrack in Holly Springs, Mississippi.
All right,
damn, that was a hell of a demo right there. Why are you going to make me want about whipping with ass?
I want everybody to know we love the 901 bad boy. We ain't got no problem with 901 bad boy. It's just all race. We just want that ass.
I got a problem with the motherfucker. I ain't gonna tell no lie.
Over the second now, it's gonna be a big mother down in doggone Mike Hill's year in finale down there. Man, we got about four or five big Grunge races locked in. And we got the big one. We got the granddaddy of them all. We got Cold Killer and the Great White going up against Real Tree. A whole lot of cookies And also, he'll be going up with the belt. The belt will be on the line. That's going to be at the House of Hook on November the 2nd. That's all I'll say about that. We'll have plenty of action and plenty of things to talk about on the November the 2nd race. But right now, we're focusing on Holly Hills for Witch Raid this weekend. I'm back on mute, y'all. And thank y'all for giving me the time and the time to say this on y'all's show.
And I'm going to say,
Mississippi Joe
now.
Okay, I'm going to do Mississippi Joe, DJ. I'm gonna play a little bit of his thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and do Mississippi Joe.
You gonna play? You got a promo for Joe?
Nah, I got a promo playing in music. Go ahead.
All right,
well, Mississippi Joe, November the 2nd.
November the 2nd.
It's the return of the original Gangsta Boots. Y'all, the car that I claim and most everybody else claims too, I mean, the most feared grudge car in the game as of before it left, you know, right now, it's, you know, it's a lot of bad boys out here right now, but up until the time it left, I say it was the baddest grudge, it was the most feared grudge car before it left yet. Now, some may disagree, but I don't think many will. So, I mean, that in itself is going to be, you know, a match. I think him and Tony Bynes are going, got a grudge race with Tony's new car. So, and that's going to be something good to see. And a lot of action going on. A lot of the Texas guys. I think Don Yates will be in the house. So, I mean, it's real enough to be a hell of a show also. You know, you got Mike racing South Carolina. You got this race in Louisiana. So, big shout out to everybody.
The name of the track in Louisiana is No Problem Raceway.
No problem.
It's in Bear Rose, Louisiana. Bear Rose, Louisiana. So for the ones that are going to make that race, that's where it's going to be at. It's going to be a great show down there. It's going to be a great show up there in Carolina, too. So, hey, send somebody down there. Send somebody up there. Let's support them all. That's what we're here for. I'm supposed to make Mississippi Joe Ray, but my driver's saying we might not can go that far, so if we can't go to Joe, we're going to go to Mike Hill. So I don't know which way we're going yet. He got to check with his old lady, see what's going on, and we're going to go from there. I talked with him today because Joe called me, asked me where we're coming. I told him I'd let him know we're supposed to be coming, but my driver said he don't know yet. Carolina a little closer for him, so I got to see. So with that being said, I'll let everybody know no later than Friday where we're going.
That's cool. And two big races. We want everybody to support each other.
Support all of them.
Yeah, support which one you can or whichever one's best for you to support.
I tell you what, DJ.
Go ahead with it.
I tell you what. I ain't told nobody. I've been doing some push-up around here.
Oh.
I had a surprise for Mr. Joe when we get down there. I was thinking I belly to belly him or he belly to belly me. If I get down, I'm going to show that big motherfucker.
One thing,
I can tell you've been doing some push-ups now. I definitely can tell that because that goddamn head of yours is damn near the biggest pro stock Joe, motherfucker.
Hey, dog, one thing you said, I think Jay Barnes brought up last night, and I got to say this, too, because I think I think Real Tree is really standing up by. He didn't have to put that belt up like that, but for him to put it up, it goes to show. I think he's setting an example of people that got belts. That's what you should do. If you're a bad motherfucker, you
damn,
should have,
DJ Grant,
you
damn
that
sure
up.
Right now. I'm going to have to take it back then. BET, that man ain't dumping no bag of rocks.
He dumping a bag of rocks.
So I get little smart spells, I guess, huh, BG? Every now and then I might say something that makes sense every now and then.
Yeah, once they send you a text, it remind you.
Oh, okay. I don't do that now.
Hey, dog, let me ask you something. I ain't never bracket race off no tree. You know that light be coming down to on the pro tree? They call a bracket tree when one be coming down to the other one, don't they?
Yeah,
on that
right.
tree on the line, the tree on the line, what do you call that when you got one light before the other light? What that called?
That's a regular tree. That's a sportsman tree.
It's like, just like if you got a 6-0 breakout and one man faster than the other one and he let him lead first, what that tree called?
Oh, that's a bracket. That's a bracket tree.
Bracket
that's a
tree.
That's a bracket.
I want to put this out there. Put me on a bracket tree with Mike here. Let me show that motherfucker who got the real flame.
Man, please.
I want two light.
Man,
from that motherfucker.
Man, no.
Two light. If he give me two light, I'm going to give him something to rent for.
That damn big blue going to catch you, man.
Man, I don't
put
give a
blue
damn.
Blue man's going to catch you that.
I want to see can he get me, goddamn. I want two lights. Two bright lights. We want to
I bet you won't. I bet you won't lock that light in.
I tell you what. We're going to lock in. 300. No, I can't lock in. I got to wait to see my
crowd. I want something you ain't going to buy out of it right quick. You going to pay the little 300 off too fast.
I got to wait for my driver say, goddamn. I got to wait to see. I got to check.
What's going on, Mike Hill?
What's going on, folks? What's up?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, boss. Everybody good?
One of y'all give me three light, two light, goddamn. They're going to be you and the
joke, goddamn. You got
them. He just told
you
got them, buddy.
Okay.
I don't know if you want them. He said you got them, though.
Ooh, they're going to be upset in the world, ain't it, boy?
Man, for who?
For me, I'm upset.
I try to be your lawyer now. You're going to listen to your lawyer. You're going to go do what you want to do.
Let me tell you something.
You're going to speak for yourself. Let me know.
You think I'm going to have some 20s on when I do that? Well, I'm going to have some 16 33s on that motherfucker.
I don't think Mike, yeah.
See, he knows. Hell yeah.
Shit. No.
Don't
talk me trying to act like that ain't usual shit on these shows on y'all show. Now, y'all know y'all don't play that shit. That's usual shit on y'all show.
We ain't got two mics on. That dog show ain't sleeping. That's it.
Hey, don't lie on me now, motherfucker. I don't hear it no more when you say.
You ain't heard me mute nobody either.
Well, yeah, because I'm still on, and I was on mute.
Answer that question Mike just asked your ass.
Look at BET. That motherfucker want to get your ass, boy.
I tell y'all what. When my driver let me know, if he say we going down yonder, we going up yonder. If he say we going out, we going out. I got to wait on him to see.
Hey,
gonna be a good one,
DJ.
Now.
Yeah,
DJ,
man.
You know what we ordered for this weekend? We ordered a heart pump. We ordered a heart pump. He's going to come in on a truck. He's going to be on the back of Hubba Bubba truck. And he going to find all the weak motherfuckers with no heart that ain't trying to go. He going to go over there and try to pump some heart into their
head. I tell you like this. If y'all real live action early, y'all going to be the motherfuckers needed.
Yep. But, DJ, we got to go to the line. We can't argue with
DJ.
They got them Kool-Aid over there.
I'm the only one what, man? I'm the only one what?
Man, you the only one that's running this shit in the ground like live
I'm
action from bad
with
motherfucker.
Him. I'm coming with him. Yes,
what the hell ain't that?
Hold on. I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said you tag along, motherfucker. I knew you were coming. Did you get your
hair
fixed with that $100?
You got damn right I'm tagging along, motherfucker.
What you want to
do? You want to lock that little personal bed in with me, neither.
Huh?
You changed your mind on that personal bet I offered you last week?
I got your heart fixed, signed, you motherfucker.
Oh, no. He's dodging the question. Go on to the line button, nigga. He ain't talking about
I got to get these callers on, man. They been holding. I just had to look down on that end. 313-0178. The mic is live. I whoop that motherfucker one more time. Who we speaking with?
I'm just listening.
Okay, ball man, put this shit you calling in. Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo, you just calling in. How the hell you gonna just call in not saying it? Come on,
so he's just listening.
The butt nigga want to jump all over me, man. I can't fuck with him right now.
Hey.
What's up, Kimo?
I ain't gonna jump on your head tonight, though. I ain't gonna jump on you tonight.
Yeah.
But nigga, I know somebody looking for you.
Hey, let me tell you something, BT, before you tell me anything. I'm staying in my class from now on, boy. I had to come outside of my goddamn class and just fuck y'all up. Let y'all know y'all weren't hitting no shit. I'm going back to staying in the 28 class now. Fuck you.
Well, don't cry out. You know what we do to them dogs when they cry? We kill them all. You need dead in the head, man. You need shot in the head.
They killing this. Y'all already did. DJ, did you see them mumbling around in that Amulet when they left? Damn, the
roof. I ain't gonna lie, boy. It was like a funeral on that side. It was like a funeral on that side when butt nigga turned that W on. I'm gonna see the real. That was like a funeral.
Kimo, you got that killing in the background. TV or something.
I ain't got no motherfucking noise.
I think
no
somebody's
trying
to drown out what we're saying by 901.
Man, y'all ain't
talking about it. No kids over here.
Okay.
Man, I swear, it was a head toss.
Why you can't put no courage in it? Why you can't put no courage in it, man?
Who that dude saying that song, DJ? We some head busters. We some motherfucking head busters. I'll bust your motherfucking head to the white, you nigga. You heard me? Oh, I said the N-word. I said the $5 in tomorrow. I'll bust your head to the motherfucking white, feet, boy.
Hey, Bo Nugget. Y'all should never let him get a win.
Hold up. But you got to go in timeout, motherfucker. You use the N-word. But look at that. I was down at Jackson, though. They sent Whitney him a bill down there, man. They suing Whitney because they had to use some extra, the reserve ambulance to take all them assholes out that y'all blowed out down there.
I done told them all about with me. Tell me, I ain't shit in Alabama. Ain't no motherfucker over there ever gonna whoop us. Y'all some weak bitches. Motherfucker, who weak now? God damn it. I told you.
Y'all 6-2, motherfucker.
I ain't no 6-2 shit. God damn it.
He two and six.
I'm talking about Alabama against Tennessee. Wait a minute.
Y'all speak when y'all spoken to. I'm the motherfucking champ, boy.
Oh, you ain't shit. Yeah, you a shaking motherfucker.
Yeah. Y'all the one shaking. Y'all the one shaking. So who's shaking?
We trying to go.
$600 of my money, bitch, because I got $500 on lockup from you. Still ain't got $600, you poor motherfucker.
Hey, it ain't about the money with me, homie. I got a real win from you, nigga. Uh-oh, damn. I'm going to open up some mic. 501-375. I'm in trouble using the N word, so I'm going to all the mic. I ain't saying nothing there. 501-375.
Arkansas, get on that boy ass.
501-375.
Get on him, Cam.
Mute it. I'm going to call you one more time. 507-3705.
Man, I'm here. Don't mute my mic. I'm a fan, man. As a fan, man, I sure pray you go on over there to Holly Springs and lock 901 in, man. Unless you're going to be a one-hit wonder like Bone Crusher.
Let me tell you something, homie. I asked that man before we went down to Macon to lock me in for Macon on a grudge race instead of getting in that shootout. I don't want to rent my car round and round. That shit cost you more money to fresh up the motor.
I did
do
a grudge race,
but wait a minute. I am not talking to you, sir. Can you sit your ass down and wait your turn?
Man, y'all done let this fool win, so you know he been acting goddamn fool.
So I got down, asked that man to lock me in a grudge race down there in Macon for this weekend, and if he did so, I will go ahead and lock him in for Holly Spring the following weekend. He would not do that because he did not want to rim me, sir. He said the only way he'd rim me if I get in that shootout and we draw each other. He would bang it on somebody to knock my ass out that shootout. Didn't know I was the most powerful motherfucker in that shootout. He did not know that.
God
Damn. On 28.
But Whit, tell me this motherfucker lying, man. Tell me this motherfucker
now
lying.
Now, you must have hit a written down with goddamn dog, Kimo. Where you were? You didn't hit a written
I
down?
I heard him.
But goddamn it, Kimo, goddamn
he was a bad motherfucker now. He wasn't as bad as he had to talk to.
Yes, I gotta agree.
Yeah, I heard he was in the top two, but I'm talking about this, he wouldn't lock him in. Whit wouldn't run unless he drawed him.
No, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. He would not do
hey,
that.
Hey, but naked.
Yeah.
He might have had a lock in the race. But naked. But naked.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I hear what you're saying about you asking to lock you in and stuff. The man kind of had some old stuff he had to get out the way. But check this out.
Like what? Tell me
like
two things he had to get out of the way.
Elaborate on that, please.
I don't want to elaborate on last weekend. We got a weekend of full action coming up.
Wait a minute. Did I tell you $6 before I make change again, motherfucker? Sit down.
You don't even know who you talking to.
Sit your motherfucking ass down, boy.
He's not talking to you, sir. I don't think he's talking to somebody else in the background. He's not talking to you.
Oh, okay. But listen, man. It's a race coming up. Quit talking about last weekend. Y'all won. Do it again, butt naked.
I tried to show that man to give me some courtesy to lock me in. I didn't look at him, homie. I did not want to get in that.
Hold on, butt naked. Sir, all we doing is a recap from this past. We just doing the recap and we talking about this upcoming weekend. Now ain't nobody trying to discredit. I'm not gonna sit here and say the 901 bad boys ain't shit. I mean they race.
I ain't gonna say they ain't
slow
shit. I'm not gonna say
they
ain't shit.
They
I'm gonna say they some slow shit.
I ain't gonna say that. All I say is it's gonna be some more good racing this weekend.
But can you say? Well, DJ, you saying all that? But can you say is butt naked scared? Can you say that? Because he sounds like
can you
like
say
him
and motherfucker? Can you say him and? You saw him, bitch.
I can say shaking motherfucker.
Hey, man, quit riding that man like that.
Why y'all ain't trying to
wait,
Let me ask you this, sir. Hold on. It's just been all this month. Started with Mike Hill race, then this past weekend, then coming up. I mean, we got four weekends of the best race of the year. I mean, anybody miss any of these races this year is really going to be missing out because all four of these races are going to be some. And the two that's already passed have been hell of a races. And the two to come is going to be hell of a race. The trick-or-treat race is always a big race in Holly Springs, so anybody that ain't there, they're going to be mad they wasn't there if they wasn't in Macon this weekend. Now, I believe it's going to be a hell of a race this weekend. So ain't nobody trying to say this race bigger than that race. I think all these races are going to be some hell of a races. That's all four of them back-to-back.
Hey, I believe all of them going to be some good races, too, now. That thing that catch heels. Why?
But naked a minute.
If you're a real grudge racer, why you ain't, and butt naked feel like he's way faster than all them boys' cars, why he ain't coming to get that money, man?
Okay, well, you can ask people like Real Street was.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I really want to know who are all the heavy hitters that are coming to Holly Springs, because that man go everywhere. Well. That man is two and two or three cars.
Yeah, I asked that man to lock me in, like I told you, for making the damn turnaround. I like him right
so
here.
So you gonna sit up here and say, just because he didn't lock you in, you ain't going to
No, that ain't what I'm saying. That, I'm saying that's part of that.
That's all you hopping on.
Well, hell, I asked him. He shouldn't have been so goddamn managed and did what I motherfucking told him. God damn it.
Motherfucker, ain't nobody gonna do that.
But like I said, we still might come. I don't know, man. We tired. Let me tell you. Not last week.
Anybody else from Alabama coming? besides Turbo Tim and Live
Last week before last, we were at Mike Ray that Thursday. We got there Thursday night late. I worked there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, came home Sunday. Then we turned around and goddamn came down to Macon that Ray that Saturday with the Tennessee City that Sunday. Boy, we got them tired. Shit, we got to sit down.
Man,
we still might come down there.
Scared, man.
Right, let me tell you something, BT. Get you a goddamn job and work every day like I work every day. And goddamn, then you'll see. You don't work, boy. I work.
You don't do shit.
That man been running that car for four or five years.
Hey, why don't you call your driver, tell him, man, come on, let's go down here, man. We're going to have some fun. We're gonna run the 901, boy, and call Jay Bond, call your CEO, and tell him to give you that money that he said he was going to, last night, he'll give you some money so you can get on down here. That way you won't have
to
pay.
Well, he told me that. I didn't get nobody. He told me that about no money last night.
He was on the show last night. He said he'll get you to Holly Springs. He was gonna try to get you. Did y'all have that conversation today?
I ain't talking to nobody about no money, man. I wasn't even on the show. I got a show at 10 o'clock. I got a show about 10:05. Went on the other local show that we have over here. We got these guys in this area that don't get on that show that we got because they got that show at 10 o'clock. And when I got on their show, they called me and I clicked over and got on their show up until 1 o'clock this morning.
Well, we asked
show all night.
Ask how many grudging cars gonna come in Holly Springs, and he asked, could he get you over there? He said he was gonna see what he can do.
Now,
if you really want to get down, all you gotta do is call Jay Bond. Say, Jay Bond, fly me a rack over here.
What you mean? If I really
want to
get down, I already got down.
Man,
you might well leave them dudes alone. Leave them dudes alone, man.
They ain't gonna go.
They ain't gonna go. Weak motherfucker.
All right then. Well, whatever. You wear that asshole. Wear that ass whooping motherfucker.
See, that's kind of
773.
You either right there. You ain't no good, right?
777. Hey, I ain't gonna say nothing to you. Don't say nothing to me. 773. 11-42.
You ain't no good, right, man? You ain't hit no shit.
You ain't no videographer filming folk dicks and shit at the video at the goddamn track.
Okay. Come on, we're going to leave that.
773.
Come on, Nicky. We said we were going to do that. Come on, Nicky. Come on, Nicky.
See what I'm saying?
773. 1142. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
All right, motherfucker.
773.
1142. You know what, though? I don't even know why the grudge was. 773. 1142.
Hey, man, don't interrupt my show.
Man.
I don't interrupt your show. Let me mute that motherfucker, Mike. He thinks somebody playing with him.
He can't mute my mic.
But I did.
Hey, be cool, wait, man. This is show. Be cool, man. Be cool. This is show.
Wait a minute, I made a mistake and muted DJ.
Yeah, you beat me. Yeah, you done muted your goddamn code. God damn.
You right beside them song, bitches. I had the goddamn, I clicked it too fast. 478.
Hey, mister.
1924. Your mic is live. Clear your throat then, homie. I heard you. 478. 1924. Come on with it.
Right, I'm just listening. Just listening.
Okay, appreciate you calling in, man.
Yes, appreciate you.
313-4595. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
I'm just listening.
All right.
That sound like that Melvin motherfucker.
If y'all just listening, will you please press the one button to take your hand back down? 478. 8870. The mic is live.
Hey, just kidding, man. I just want to know when round two gonna be. Round two gonna be this year?
Yeah, it'll be this year. 478. Oh, I already got your. Who we speaking with, sir?
Hey, this kid, man. I just wanted round two gonna be this year.
Hey, it's up to them.
Round one was good, man. I want to see round two.
It's up to you, but nigga, them folks trying to run you Saturday, man.
So you lost all respect for Whitney, man.
Let me tell you something, Arkansas. I'm the motherfucker.
My name Cam.
All right, Cam. Let me tell you something. I called a goddamn shot. I beat that motherfucker. He didn't beat me. He raid when I say raid. He go when I say go. That got you game.
Hey, hey, that man gonna race up. That man gonna race 10 times before he race you again, man.
Well, what the fuck else? Get in line.
Yeah.
You see him? Get in line, goddammit. Point him out. Watch me knock him out. 313-2526. You might lie. Who you speaking with?
But Nicky, may I speak, please?
Let's go. Let's go. Who we speaking with?
Who that? Sound like my lady.
But Nicky, the president, goddammit. It's election tomorrow. I'm voting you, but Nicky.
Say what now? I can't hear you.
Is that Wayne? I'm scared.
Yeah. If the election was tomorrow, I'll vote for you, but goddamn it, it's not for president.
Wayne, you guys, I can't hardly hear you. Wayne, what you say?
He said he wanted to vote for
you. If the election was tomorrow, I would vote for you, but naked. Butt naked for motherfucking president. I'm going on mute.
Hey Wayne, I told him yes we can. He give me a chance. He give me a chance to if he raid me, yes we can beat him. And yes we did. That what Obama said, goddamn it, yes we can.
We'll take it out on you then, Wayne.
Who in the hell are we? What you got invested in that car?
Dumbass motherfucker.
That's what I thought, not nothing.
Dumb bitch.
Hey, what DJ Grant got invested in your car, man? That's how these
hey,
shows
on,
get
hold
off.
Hold
that's
hold
how
on.
They, hold
I,
up.
I,
that's
I,
how these shows get all personal, man, and get off racing, man. Anybody else, you don't ask Gazigan what he got in him. That man, he ride with 9-1-1.
Hold on. Right before they said it, they were saying the same shit to me about live action. So what the, you ain't say you ain't jump in then?
I didn't ask you that.
Leave what alone?
For real?
What they said what he said. I don't know what you know. Yeah, I agree with you as far as this personal shit. I don't get into it. I don't like it. I don't.
But what I say that was goddamn personal. I just what the hell he got invested in that goddamn car. Ain't goddamn personal. That's reality. Goddamn.
Man, we want to know what round two gonna be. We want.
Yeah,
well,
hey, thank you, Kenny.
Well, hold on. I don't know where Butt Naked is going on the second. But I'm sure wherever he going on the second, if 901 in the building, I'm sure he don't have a problem with getting with them wherever they gonna be at the same
he
place on the second.
Hey DJ, didn't I hear you say you coming over here with live action?
I sure.
Let me go to the Nick Mike.
Man, hey.
706-4218.
Get Butt Naked to come over here, man. That's what you do. Ain't that your boy, man?
Yeah, that's my boy.
706-4218.
Hey, what
about
the DJ? Everybody on. Hold on. Get on the fan. Y'all get off the radio talking all that shit, because the man with 501 talking all that noise and everything. Hell, I done heard the Arkansas boy looking for your ass, and you said you had something else to do. But back to me and BT, we got to throw some morning thing, man, because my oil pressure low. I don't know if I'm going to make it, man. I'm going to have to pay your park out, man. I'm looking kind of funny, BT. It looked a little funny, man. The damn oil pressure kept going up and down today. I said, God damn. Me and BT might not get to make this goddamn run, man. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to come over there. I'll hand you money in my hand, man. But,
damn.
Right,
man. But, man,
Go ahead, man. Yeah, man, I'm gonna do something. I might make it, man. I ain't gonna give up that quick, man.
Hey, you got some enforcement to do,
man.
Go on, man. I'm on it.
But Nicky said he didn't want to run over there unless he running a slick, a collar slick. I talked to him. He'll tell you, him and DJ, don't think I'll stay out their ass. I told DJ that I'm telling them not. But they told me they didn't want to run a car unless it had a slick over there at that track, you know. And how everybody got their reasons, I don't know what's what and everything. But I'm going to be over there to see this weekend, you know. And this will be my first time over there in a minute. You know, I want to see. I'm going to get out there and walk on the damn track. Cause Wick told me you can pull your shoes off on that motherfucker. So we going to all have a good time and see what's what. I'm hoping Butt Naked can come. You know how Butt Naked do. He'll sit there and say, man, I ain't coming, and show up. So it might be a surprise anything. But, shit. I was just looking out for us. And then, like I was saying, now, like you said, it is a catch and all this, BET. Like you said, come over there. Just like the guy keeps saying that, he said, well, Butt Naked, why you can't come? Butt Naked say he got a reason. I don't know what his reason is. He might have a reason. But the guy that's saying that, hell, I heard him on your show, BT. He said he couldn't. He had an engagement somewhere else. And the Arkansas boys were looking for his ass to come where they was at. So, you know, everybody have a reason. And then he wasn't that bold now. Like he telling Butt Naked, come on, let's go over here, man. You need to do this. You're letting us down. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to see Butt Naked over there. I would love to see him and Wick get it on over there. I mean, myself, I think it is fair. If he go over there, and whipped and have raised him over in his own town. But, you know, he say he got a reason. You know, everybody, you know, we done been over there, and people come and go and don't make where they supposed to go at. So it ain't just one person. Everybody got the same shit on their plate. But,
let me ask you this, man. Nah, if they just give him reason, we can't prove him wrong or none of that. You know,
yeah,
so we can't prove him wrong.
Right.
But can they use them? Can they use them reasons as excuses?
No, you can't. Nah, you can't use it as excuses if we can't prove it.
Excuse me, fam, but let me say this. Y'all, I mean,
yeah.
What Butt Naked said earlier. I mean, I gotta agree. Anybody that's got a goddamn car gotta agree also. The man has been racing 2 weekends straight back-to-back, and that both of them weekends been at least 2 days on the weekend. That's a lot of goddamn wear and tear on the car. That's 2 weekends
that's
he's been away from home.
So
I don't know what the hell he got going on.
That's why I say he got a reason. He said he got a reason. He told you the other day. He said he got a family at the house. And, hey, I respect the man for that.
He got a brand new baby, man. I don't know.
Okay.
That's just what I'm saying now. You know, and that's just my take on it, but.
Everybody want to see it because, you know, like the man say, round one and a half, and I guess they're ready for round two. But it's got to be when them two guys, look how long it took round one to happen. So you can't rush round two. Round one didn't come that fast. You know, it ain't like everybody got on his phone and said,
sure,
come on now. But Naked, let's get this race now. I didn't hear all that. Now, round one finally happened. So when round two comes, man, we might be 182 years old, but it might come. You know, you can't rush this thing because you don't ever know what the next man's problem is. And that's what I was saying about the cat that was talking about, come on, Butt Naked, you need to come on. You know, he didn't do that. So why do you expect the next man to do that if you didn't do the same thing that you're holding up to? And
there's
a lot
rules,
of guys
man,
on
the phone.
The rules
apply to everybody, man.
I think you got him mixed up with another caller. That's Arkansas you're talking to.
Okay, well, my bad then. He sounded like my boy. I ain't want to call the name because he wanted to give it away. But I remember when Arkansas was trying to get him to race, that's what he sounded like. My bad then. My bad, Arkansas. But, okay, I can understand that. But, you know, man, shit. But, hey, I would love to see that race, true enough. But they can say he can't. I'm not going to say what he ain't and what he ain't. Just like if Witt said he couldn't come, I'm with Witt. Witt say he couldn't come for whatever reason, he didn't come to Memphis.
Yeah, I mean,
when everybody came to Memphis, and Witt say he had a car show to go to, he had some other engagement. You know, sometimes you're not able to come when everybody comes. And
true.
So, like I said, I'm not taking up for Butt Naked. I'm not taking
uh-huh.
up for Witt. I'm not taking up for nobody. But sometimes, you know, when a person say they can't come, they can't come. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to see Butt Naked come and try to go down that track. But like DJ, DJ, I say, hell, don't let that be no excuse. You got to put a goddamn 315 or whatever on your car. Go down the fucking track. You know, I don't know. You know, if that's what you feel. Now, if you get over there in your slick work, if half them slick cars go down that track, a bunch of them go down the track. You know, your car might go down it. Put a brand new slick on it.
Hey,
man.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Talk to them.
You know that bitch scared to come in at home. Go on, tell the truth.
Let me tell you,
if Butt Naked get there just a day before and get that car set up on that drag rig,
man, it'll be the same goddamn outcome.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell him the truth.
I don't give a goddamn.
You shut the fuck up. If I put a drag ready on that motherfucker,
you
get a chance to tune that bitch in down now.
Live,
that motherfucker don't want to see me.
Right.
He don't want to come with that goddamn drag radio on that motherfucker. He think he's flying on drag radio. You see, he slowed down when he put a slick on. When I put a drag radio on, that means I'm going to speed the fuck up. Boy, you ain't going to want
to. How are you with a slick in Holly Spring? I put a two
in there. I know goddamn well you will. Who the fool would go down and put a slick on their car? You think I'm stupid?
How are you with a slick in Holly Spring?
You think I'm stupid?
I put a slick on for you.
I got to wait and see what's going to happen. My drive been away from here for a while. We went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Two weekends in a row. And make it had a one-day race. How in the fuck y'all race 2 weekends,
He was in Phoenix.
You bitches ain't been out all year. Y'all race every goddamn day.
You might not have no real customers.
Hey,
I
don't sit your head down somewhere. That's not being American. Shut your head up. Shut your head up.
People call every day. You say the motherfucker ain't got no real customers.
You take that goddamn, you take that law like a real man, boy.
I'm taking that ass whooping.
We take race 2 weekends in a row, like y'all really did something. Y'all ain't did shit.
I was gonna say the butt nigga, why don't you tell everybody about the private conversation you heard when somebody thought they had the phone on you? How about that?
I ain't listening to shit. I'll tell you what, go ahead and tell them,
Yeah,
I made a phone call. I was just listening. I called, you know, me and Wick, and we talked. We all on this show, but we talk sometime through the week. But me and Mark were talking just about every day. Got that one on phone down, my phone by mistake. I hit my little MP. I heard him just talking. I'm like, who in the hell? I'm saying, hello? Hello? And everybody's saying, hello? Hello? Goddamn. That's what I heard the motherfucker say. Man, I don't know about that motherfucking butt naked, boy. We ever let that motherfucker beat up, we ain't going to never get the end of that shit. We ain't going to win that motherfucker this year. We're going to wait till we get that new car out. And that bitch get back, we're going to have hell. You goddamn right. We're going to dodge that motherfucker for a while until we get the meat car going.
We ain't say we're going to dodge your weekend, motherfucker.
Man, y'all
we
know we going to say that shit.
I said I didn't want to hear that shit all at once. I said I didn't want to hear that shit all at once.
So it's true.
I heard they ain't got that on the phone. They take that goddamn talking. Goddamn it, I heard
fucking lie.
That motherfucker know he's scared of me.
I don't want you, hey fans, I want y'all to know, don't let that motherfucker duck. Because I'm coming out of Montgomery. I'm going to come wherever that bitch is. He ain't going to duck me. I'm and DJ Grant. I'm going to go wherever you bitches at.
I'm not gonna run no goddamn chassis car. You bring King Kong as much as you want.
I got a motherfucking chat, you scared of bitch. When
yeah,
come
hey,
out,
fame. Hey, fame.
Yes,
fame.
Sir.
Can you tell me who's saying that song on Tap Out? Is that Trinidad James or who?
Who's saying that song?
I don't know that one. I don't hear it, but I don't know.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, who's saying that song on Tap Out, y'all? Lil Wayne.
I don't know.
Lil Wayne, Birdman, all them. Well, anyway,
I made them bitches tap out. You won't tap out.
Oh,
no,
shit the hell up. You make me tap out the goddamn
Ain't nobody saying 901 ain't going, man. Ain't nobody saying that.
I promise you, DJ Grant, Naked, all them motherfuckers gonna pop out for us. Why? They gonna say we don't want to run that. So when you see that shit, put them on the list. Mike, goddamn, why you using my word, boy? Tap out. You just heard me say, now you want to repeat what I said? I told y'all he ain't no good.
So when you say you're the subject about on the list tonight, they officially on your list when you come out.
I'm going to get all them motherfuckers. DJ Grant, you better not let me put you in there, motherfucker.
Well, I tell you, I ain't going to catch me. Well, you going to catch me.
I'm not catch you, no, motherfucker.
You
going to
catch me.
I'm going to do like dogs do. I'm going to find my car out in front of your trailer. All that shit.
DJ, you fuck that motherfucker.
You
fuck
up, DJ.
Listen, man. All he got to do is sit close. I don't give a damn. All he got to do is be close. What I got.
I'm going to be right there in your motherfucking trailer, all in your trailer. I'm going to be on your ass. Because, see, but Nick ain't going to go with you. I'm going to go. But Nick going to be at the house. I'm going to terrorize you, DJ Grant. I'm going to fuck you. You better not let me get you. I'm in the staging lane. I'm going to get right inside you, passing.
Hey, where the fuck you going? November 2nd? Where you going November 2nd, boy? Wherever you got there, I'm gonna try to make sure we can get there. Where you going November 2nd?
You know where the fuck I'm going.
I don't know where the fuck you going. You going to Mississippi or Louisiana, you going to Carolina? Where you going?
You know the goddamn well I ain't going no motherfucking Louisiana. I don't even like Louisiana.
Well, goddamn, I didn't know where you're going. When I talk to my goddamn driver, when you let me know Friday, I'm going to let you know where we're going then, boy.
No, you got to run me out of Spring first, though. No. No.
What the hell you saying, man?
Fuck this shit. Hell no. You think I let you get away 2 times? You crazy, no motherfucker. God, man.
I don't understand that. What do you mean you let him get away?
I got to have the slick on. I got to be on that motherfucker radio.
DJ, you ain't going to understand that, DJ, because you dumb in the back of the
DJ, you bought the whole track when I catch you, boy.
Okay, I hear you.
Why you won't follow me for every track, motherfucker? Why you down on DJ? Get on me, motherfucker. I told you about goddamn fucking with these Alabama killers. Turbo Tim had problem. He had problem. He had problem. Every time you ran up on Turbo Tim, he had a motherfucking problem. He got that bitch turned out. You can draw on me and you can draw on Turbo. Both of them running. What's up, boy? What you want to do?
And you ain't gonna come out no more this year. I'm gonna be able to see DJ Grant. He's gonna be at the track with his car. And I'm gonna be on his ass like stank on shit.
Hey, let me tell you something. We coming out. November 2nd, we coming back out. Let me tell you something. We're gonna run that same turbo car that you ran down in Texas. We're gonna run that turbo car that you ran in Texas if we go to Louisiana. If we don't, we coming up to him. Well, my driver say he can go, then where we going? He gonna let me know Friday, boy.
Well, that gonna be it for you. After November 2nd, we won't see you probably to this time next year.
Motherfucker, you ain't the only one getting no new car. Mark ain't the only one getting no new car. I got a new car too.
Hey, hold on. I got ten thousand reasons for you to come to Hollis Springs. How the hell you get ten thousand reasons for me to come to Hollis Springs and you ain't got no goddamn camera? The bank just sent me a Y transfer.
How you gonna get a Y transfer? I just got one too from Live Action, BG.
2 on 10, motherfucker.
Let me on my B mic. I got some mic. I got two mic.
Hey, DJ Grant, we're gonna talk to you where you want to be.
I can't hear you.
Say it again. Say it again. I want to hear what you're saying.
We're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, we got too much background noise over there. Now, y'all slow down over there. Slow down. Slow your roll. If you ain't talking, mute your mic. We got two more callers on. We got two more. Let me get these last two right quick. 678-1669.
678-1669.
Just listening.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. But, Nick, I got a question for Mike Hill. Somebody sent me a tip. Mike Hill, is Mike Hill still online? Is Mike still online or no? Somebody wants to know. Somebody wants to know the rules on the 28-inch tire rating, Mike.
28 is nitrous only. Any rear suspension, stock style front suspension. 28 10 5Ws. Hello. On 275.
It's 28 to 275, nitrous only. Stock style and back suspension, and you say any suspension in the back.
Wait a minute, somebody,
style.
Y'all DJ them talking. Yeah. Y'all, if y'all not talking, please mute your mic.
Any real suspension.
256-0212. You're Mike and Lyle. Who we speaking with tonight? 256-0212.
Damn,
who that
Mike
ride doing on top? I don't know, man. You might have to use Mike, but they.
Before the nigga.
I'm gonna mute some of these mics.
Yeah,
y'all give me 1 second.
Hey, I'm on mute,
but hey.
Yeah,
I know never scared on
mute.
Kenny, you on mute?
Yeah, I'm on mute.
All right. I know Sleep on mute. Arkansas, you on mute?
I think they just muted themselves well because it's gone now.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah, Arkansas on mute.
All right. 256-0212. You're Mike and Lyle. Who we speaking with tonight?
Damn,
256-0212. You're Mike Lyon. All right, going on.
Hey, 773. Hold on, one thing we didn't do. I don't think we congratulated Lil Rick for winning the shootout too. We got to give him a.
Oh, damn sure didn't. Damn sure didn't. Yeah, dog did. I think, but if he didn't.
I don't think he did. He told me that he won the shootout, but we definitely had to give him, you know, big shout out to Lil Ricky for winning the shootout.
Him and Real Tree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Killer for winning the grudge, mate, race between them two. So, you know, kill on a goddamn roll.
Oh, yeah.
On a goddamn roll.
773-4309, your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's up, Bud Neck? Congratulations, Big Will.
What's going on, Big Will? I appreciate it, homie. You doing all right up there?
Yeah, it's starting to get a little chilly.
I heard y'all got some snow flurries up there.
Yeah, a little light flurries about to come in. You know how it is.
I got that text today.
Y'all need me to come up there and melt some of that shit for y'all, man, because I'm hot as a motherfucker, man.
Congratulations, Bud Necker.
Appreciate it, Will. Appreciate it, man. It's been a long time coming, goddammit, but it
this
came.
This crazy shit, ain't it?
Hey, started from the bottom, now you're here.
Better believe it. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm on my list.
Okay, Big Will, appreciate you calling in, man. Y'all take care of you and your family. Bread Man, 404-9585. Where you at, Bread Man?
What's going on, man?
Fred, how you doing, brother?
How everybody doing? How everybody doing? Man, I'm just sitting on the show.
Wait
a minute, Fred, man. Let me mute that damn mic. Hold on.
Damn, somebody acting a damn fool on your show, butt naked.
It ain't dog. I mean, it ain't Chemo. It ain't Arkansas.
No,
it ain't me. It ain't Kenny.
It ain't Bill.
They got to be on dog show. Ain't no more of the mics open.
No, no, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. God damn it. They put three mics on my show.
Me and DJ and Bread, man. And Chemo on mute. Arkansas on mute. Sleep on mute.
But now we don't need whoever's doing it must be doing it on fucking purpose. Because every time you say you're going to mute them, then they close it up.
Actually, my mic is open. You don't hear nothing coming from my phone. My mic is open. I don't need
the kitty because I don't have no damn chilling in my house here.
Hell
no. I'm
clear too.
Okay,
Hey, Will, I need some more of them goddamn ribs, man. I need some damn barbecue, man.
That's BET. Close his mic.
Put that BET fucked up, Chemo.
All right, Brent, man. Go ahead, Brent, man.
And I sure appreciate getting the opportunity to say something, man. Everybody want to get in. Great. I was sitting there by the dog, had an awesome ideology of what went on at the race last week. He did a great job. But I wanted to say one of my main races that I forgot to say on my show was Mr. Mason and Gold Rush. I wanted to throw them out there, man. Them boys came out and got to it. And also Deke and Can't Get Right. They also had a good race, man.
Hell yeah. That was a hell of a race. Damn
yes,
sure.
I want to throw that out there, man. We forgot to say them, and I wanted to, just tell those guys, man, great sportsmanship between the both because there's a lot of animosity going on for years on those races right there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was a great sportsman about it. And Hellboy and Shut Up and Race, Mandrill, shut up and went out there and got you know what up. So I keep it clean, but Nicky, you know you can put a four letter word in there any way you want to, and you make it sound a whole lot better.
Oh yeah.
It was good to see you this weekend, man.
Oh man, hey, you know I'm.
We had a good time, man. We had a real good time.
I wasn't gonna tell everybody, but I'm definitely trying to get over to Holly Springs, man. I finally got to meet old Whit, and I met him. Nice meeting you, man.
Brayman, I know you're a Christian man, but forgive me for this. You ain't meet shit.
Oh.
You ain't meet.
He got off the golf cart, man, and we showed each other some love, man. Nothing better than meeting people, man, and enjoying and seeing folks go out there and have a good time that we had, you know.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed 901 and definitely trying to get a van together right now and go to his race the weekend if everything go right.
Let me know if y'all want to purchase one because I got a 15-passenger van and I got a special going on right now. Let me know if y'all want to purchase one. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we can drive all the way to Montgomery to get it, though.
I'll deliver it to you.
I bought it
for somebody and they bagged out and I'm stuck with it. I need to get off it. So...
Okay.
I got a 15-passenger van. You can call me after the show if you want.
Yeah, call you. I definitely call you. I call you in the morning when you get in your car for your Starbucks. When you sitting in the Starbucks line, I hit you up, stunner. But, hey, I just want to say, man, great show because I'm going to get on my knees and before I go to bed. Y'all know what you got to do. But I'm going to get up with y'all. Hey, great show, everybody, and we look forward to seeing y'all at the next race. It's the Bread Man. One time for your mind. I'm out of here.
All right, Bread Man. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Fred, man, what you doing on your knees?
Van, you,
You got a 15-passenger van, right, Brett, DJ?
Yeah.
Sell it to Butt Naked so he can bring your girls with him when he go do a show, race.
Man, I'm not bringing my goddamn newborn out there. What the fuck wrong with you, boy? All that goddamn noise.
Not your newborn.
What's wrong with you?
Nah, take the baby, Butt Naked. Take care of your baby, man. You're doing the right thing. Take care of your baby.
I said, you ain't in a stripper club no more, Butt Naked?
Yeah, yeah, he's still on the phone.
When race season go off, get over.
Hey, DJ, gotta tell the truth. He throw all his money out there, get on the pole himself, then pick all his money back up, stinking that money back up, and put it back in his pocket and leave you.
You just trying to get a laugh, motherfucker. Laughing and agging with me. We forgot to mention somebody, DJ. They showed up, and they made some good passes, but something happened to the car. That's feeling the white ball, with the white ball. We got to mention them. It just crawled my mind. Phil came down and made a couple good blasts, and he did what he could, and something happened to his car. I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, I hope he get it fixed and get it fixed soon, you know. I hate for anything to happen to anybody's car. Thank you for coming down, Phil. And I tell y'all something, nobody from Grudge Inc., but Big Low came in here raid, too. I didn't know that shit. He told me the other day. I couldn't make it. We need to try to support each other now. When we do these races, we need to try to support each other. Cause Phil put on one, he said nobody can come, but Big Low. I did not know that.
We
got to take care of that, man.
I believe everybody just have a mutual kind of more of a mutual respect for everybody. Just try to. If you can make each other shows, we need to try to make them. Period, point blank. That's what we need to do. Because every time we all together,
baby. You know that my goddamn baby motherfucker. Who your baby is? You crying?
God damn it. You choked
up
your mic,
then. I woke up hollering at y'all crazy motherfuckers.
What you said, dog?
I'll put a goddamn kid in that goddamn mouth.
Hey, but nigga, if this your baby, I hope you got earplugs on. All that cussing you doing.
I hope she don't look like him.
I know you ain't got no room to talk, boy. I know you got no room to talk to your flicking ass. Look at them goddamn fingers like you been screwing on some Vice Grip, motherfucker. Your bald head ass. What the hell are you talking about? She need some goddamn room game, boy.
But make it say he a retired pole dancer. Nah.
Hey, I might not can win no drinks. I never. That one ugly motherfucker right there with you. You an ugly motherfucker, boy.
Tell us about you throwing up, man.
I ain't throwing up nowhere, man. I don't know where that shit comes. What I'm gonna throw up for? What this bad motherfucker down here got to throw up for? Answer that question. That motherfucker ain't got shit on me. I knew what I could do.
You better put your hat back on, because you look like a little old troll when you took that motherfucker off. Put your hat back on, man. You even better put your cap back on.
I told him about the ugly. He said, Kimo, what you here? I'm home. Cecil home.
One thing for sure, Bud Naked. I want you to give up my cornbread, motherfucker.
Goddamn Cecil, eat no cornbread, boy. Go back and look at that little Planet of the Apes.
I'm going to eat my cornbread. I ain't giving it up, goddamn it. Your little
hey, but one motherfucker, hey, but one motherfucker on here don't give up that cornbread. We all know who he is, but we ain't going to call no names.
Watch
the seat. Stop that bullshit, man. Hit dog gonna holler in a minute. Watch the seat. We all know that weak motherfucker is. Everybody taking cone green.
Hey, now that's fucked up now. Now when he got on your ass, you want to goddamn fight you, big head motherfucker.
I didn't call no name, dog. I didn't call. I didn't say nothing about nobody. Be a special trophy if you come to the House of Hook, if you in Wit race, the winner get a special trophy. They got a special trophy they're going to make. They want to know if you win what you want on it. Wit, they want to know what you win, what you want on it. And we're going to put both of them on there, goddamn it. I don't know. We got to see. I got to talk to my man and see what's up, because I know he's probably been with your family all them days like I was, you know what I'm saying?
Goddamn buck naked. That buck naked straddling the goddamn fence. That bitch straddling the fence, a bucket head summer bitch.
Tell him I want to kick that bitch on mine.
Hey, DJ, I had to change the subject for a minute. You know that bad motherfucker man down named Chick? He was on that local show last night talking plenty of shit. What the fuck wrong with that boy? Who you think he is?
I bet you was scared of.
Let me tell you something. I ain't scared of shit coming from Cooper Former, including him goddamn self, boy. Get him on
Why
the phone.
Keep
and get
me?
Him to lock me in.
Why you keep
get him to lock me in.
Why
you get that motherfucker to lock me in, you got
$100. It locks you in with Scott. It locks you in with Scott
Cuff.
Lock me in with Scott Cuff. I don't give a fuck about that slow motherfucker. Do you hear me, boy?
I don't believe no. Yeah. Probably nobody in Cooper Farmers can beat Buck Naked, to be honest with you, man. I don't really think nobody in Cooper Farmers can beat goddamn Buck Naked, to be honest with you, man. I'm going to call a duck and I'm going to call a fuck.
That bitch better not show up at Fat Tuesday. That bitch better not come nowhere around near Fat Tuesday.
Well, no, man, we're going too far. Y'all going the next year. God damn, Whit.
That's what he's talking about. I got to realize with him. You know that man ain't going to come out in the next 4 months, dog.
Hey, Big Danny, your mic on, Big Danny, if you want to say something. Your mic on.
Yo, dog, I got somebody I want to talk to you, dog. Go ahead. Dog.
Yeah.
They says a guy in Chicago, man, so he can cook a better steak than me. I need you to find out.
I don't
out
believe that now. If this Pee Wee or somebody, whoever cooking them steaks now, ain't whip for whip.
Man, this Pee Wee, man.
I said this Pee Wee.
Yeah, you need to find out who that is.
I tell you what. Hey, look here. If that bitch cook a better steak than you, y'all better leave the track, because I'm going to marry that motherfucker.
Right.
If that bitch can cook a better steak than you and them mushrooms and shit, I'm marrying that motherfucker, and I'm gonna kiss it. I'm gonna give him some tongue too. I'm gonna kiss the bitch in the mouth.
I told Rich, man, find out who he is, man. If he beat me cooking a better steak, man, I kiss his ass in the middle of Main Street again
30 days to draw a crowd. Hey dog. You know the fuck that part about it. You can get him on a Pee Wee mushroom, and they'll think they got a steak.
You ain't bullshit now. Hey, Mike, you said it for a joke, but you ain't lying, man. I didn't even like mushrooms, man. I never did even like them motherfuckers to the end.
I didn't. I
thought it was some goddamn meat. Shit.
Who in the hell is Pee-wee? I got to meet him. I got to try some of that out.
Sounds like y'all gonna have a cook off too then, goddamn.
But nigga, he don't
cook.
Hey man,
DJ, you was out there that day, you must have been getting on. I think that was the day you wrecked your car though.
Nah,
hey, butt naked. Only way you get one of them, this is the world of butt naked. The only way you get one of them steaks, you get the hottest spring and lock your ass in.
I just told you I'd check with my driver, man, see what's up. I told
you
we're tired. Now, hey, we might drop Buck Naked on steak off, man. On Buck Naked, all right, man. Y'all leave it alone. On Buck Naked, all right. You know, he from Alabama. I'm from Alabama. You know, we ain't used to shit like this. So Buck Naked got him a win. He got to celebrate that motherfucker. Y'all give him a break, man.
Well, now he's
going to
do
something. I'm going to send him one.
I'm trying to make light of the subject, man. I'm trying to help you out now, BT, because you know goddamn Buck Naked start making them jokes on your ass now.
He ain't make no motherfucking joke on you. What I care about a motherfucking joke?
BT, now, you done got off me, but goddamn, man, you done got real sensitive. Boy, you used to be a hard motherfucker.
Now, what I'm trying to do, Kimo, I can't kick it with you. I can't kick it with them like I kick it with you. See, they're a bunch of weak motherfuckers. You know how to take it. These motherfuckers live over these old faggot-ass, bullshit-ass jokes and shit. I ain't playing that shit. I don't care that bullshit, man. I'm ready to kill one of them.
Hey, Kimo, you his best buddy now. You better watch out now.
I'll be ready to kill one of them motherfuckers when I see them.
Hey, y'all
say
that, man.
Hey, BT, when you was locked up,
You must have had dramatic experience in the pen, man.
Okay, there you go again, then.
Wait a minute,
Don't play with me, man. Play with your own man.
You the one talking shit up, man.
I told you, I don't play that shit. Don't play that with me, dog. You want to
get with BT? Hey, with BT, don't come around and putting your fan down, tooting your ass up no more.
And get ready to get fucked up then when I see you. That's all.
Hey, look here, we went to Sonny's, right? And we ordered a hot dog, right? TT said, yeah, give me the hot dog. With no, I don't want no buns. I don't need no buns. Just give me the weenie.
Hold on.
Give me the weenie.
Cut that shit out. All right, dog. Let it go,
please.
God damn,
BET. Yeah, we heard that. Hey, BET, so BET, when you was in the pen, when did they do it to you? Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or was it Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday? They say you worked in the laundry room. That you wasn't folding the sheets right because you was laying on them all the time.
Come on, man. Let it go.
Hey, man, who you gonna have pass out them eggs and them apples? If BET comes out here with a goddamn apple, you know what happened.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Yeah, man.
Willie Dawg.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, see, I know you just joking and everything. Now, see, everybody can't take no joke, but if you were talking to me, you know what I'd have told you? If it was any fucking going on, I was doing the goddamn fucking.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying now. What Kimo tried to tell BET, see what done happened is BET was getting fucked and he didn't start lacking it. He didn't know we knowed about it, see. He had that camera. He didn't know his camera was on, man. He feared his own self getting fucked.
God damn.
I was trying to talk to him. Just hold on for when I see you.
Hey, goddamn, you mean to fight back on BET?
Hey,
BET. They're
going to be a hell of a fight.
Hey, DJ, they're going to be a hell of a fight. A midget and a cripple. Hey, I'm going down to the jewelry store and get me a necklace made. I'm going to have a dick on my necklace. All they're going to do is grab my necklace.
Hey, man. That is
all
crazy, man.
God
damn,
no. Goddamn, I gotta go back. Goddamn, Kimo said the truth, though, now. That motherfucker goddamn had Kimo with a monkey suit on and a goddamn ugly-ass bicycle, and we laughed about 2 months about that shit. We found out that this motherfucker looked like dick, and he getting mad because we found out.
I saw the motherfucker at the mall,
you know, I walked by the mall, he was in the ladies department. I said, damn, what this motherfucker doing in the ladies department? I thought maybe he was shopping with his old lady. Man, I went over there, that motherfucker over there checking out thongs and shit, man. That's what the fuck BG looking at the desk and shit for me.
Man, no. Crazy
hell, man. Wait, I think everybody gonna come to this show. They wanna see his dog and BET fight. The damn race.
There you go.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, when I see him, he go to hit me. All I gotta do is unzip my pants, though. He gonna fall on his knees.
Leave him alone, man. Leave him alone, man.
Why y'all crazy here, boy? How in the hell we get on that shit there, boy? Y'all wild. Y'all wild as soul.
Hey, you started that shit, Buck Naked, when you start making that hit, goddammit, when you start making that hit.
Boy, I ain't saying shit.
Hey, go to the next caller, buddy. Hey, go to the next caller, man.
Two five six zero two one two. Your mic and live. Who we speaking with?
Hey. Hold on. Hey, I just got a text in, Buck Naked. Lil Carter said he got some mint flavored preparation H for BET.
Oh, we got stock in that. We got stock in that shit now. We got some preparation H, that mint flavor.
Mint flavor. God dang.
219-914. Your mic is live on the Hot and Sexy show tonight.
But Maggie, what's happening, man?
What's going on?
Hey,
what's going on?
Y'all starting again. That's round two tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's round two. Like, I didn't hear it last night, but I heard about it.
Yeah. Hey, boy, y'all, don't y'all stop, man. I ain't going to stay up with y'all tonight, okay? Don't stop it. Cut it out, dog.
Hey, Leon said he had to stop working on his car, man, because every time we started talking about this shit, he kept bumping his head. He kept raising up laughing, man.
Hey, I couldn't even go to work at 4 o'clock this morning, man, fooling around with y'all last night. Boy, y'all know that was some funny shit. Hey, he better start keeping his mouth closed, boy, because he ain't got no room.
Why
that's
that?
All I can
mouth
tell
fool.
He better hush his mouth.
Why you say that, Leon? Cause mouth full.
Man, hey, his mouth
full.
Hey, I ain't say that. I ain't saying nothing. Man, come on, man.
Man,
Hey,
throw them goddamn hits on the side, man. Hey, man, y'all leave BET alone, man. BET said he's gonna kill a motherfucker. Hey, I wonder why BET just wanna jump on me though. Because I'm an old motherfucker.
Hey, I guess you let him, dog. I guess you let him. hey, but you know what though, dog? I don't know why would you get mad, because everybody was laughing, like you said, for about 2 months on chemo when he was on that bike.
I swear, man, it ain't nothing this shit.
Just like chemo said,
no,
if you can't take it, motherfucker.
No,
hey,
no,
anyway, man. I thought he was going to be the enforcer. So in other words, all you got to do is, when he starts jumping out on your ass, take your dick out, and he'll fall on his knees. Hey, BET, we're going to give you some knee pads for Christmas, BET. Y'all get BET some knee pads for Christmas, man.
Hey, stop it, dog. Stop it, man.
Where y'all out here?
Hey, I'm going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. Don't do that, man.
Ooh, shit.
Hey, boy, that dog crazy, man. That old man is something else, boy.
Y'all are wild as hell.
Man, wild ain't the word. If you was on last night, that's wild.
Hey,
that was wild west.
Get him and they told him to be quiet. Then Buck Naked throw the goddamn hit and they told him to be quiet. Then y'all got me started and then Buck Naked said, hit dog a ball. You see, he got them BET balls. He got hit, he balled. Then he started swallowing them dicks. He couldn't say them.
Hey, no, there's a lot of them, too, so I'd be quiet if I was him. Woo! Boy, that's rough.
Man, y'all land on BET now. We got to take this back. I'm going to make a disclaimer. BET does not suck dick, man. BET does not suck dick. Now, he'll suck the hell out of his nuts, but he don't suck no dick.
My bag.
Oh,
oh boy.
Hey, y'all cut this shit out. Y'all stop messing with my homeboy, but don't. I'm gonna go tell you the real reason why BET wanna fuck you up.
Alright, go ahead.
East Coast. He was motherfucking staying in your house, sleeping on his stomach. So, now, bitch, you gonna kill the world because y'all having a little disagreement?
Y'all y'all doing BET wrong, man. BET ain't no faggot, man. He just like dick. He just like dick and not be no faggot, man.
Hey, man.
Sound like Uncle goddamn mad with that fucked up ass laugh, man.
Hey, dog. Who gonna race this weekend, man?
Huh?
Who gonna race this weekend, man?
2D? Well, BET gonna race. Oh, he gonna race to see how fast he can get on down on my dick. He gonna probably win.
Hey,
ain't
you and Tony Bob, we gotta run tomorrow.
I'm going to get me a custom pair of pants made. I'm gonna get me a pair of pants made with an automatic zip on it. Every time I see it, I'm just gonna hit the button and the zipper gonna open up and he gonna go to his knees on that dick.
Oh, y'all crazy.
On a serious note, dog, you and Tony Bond still got that race on, right?
We lock in for Thursday, baby. We lock in for Thursday. And if I fuck right and win, if you think Buck Naked on win ass, good God. As Tight Man said, good God. If I win, I'm going to put a parachute so you ain't got to worry about me racing for another 2 weeks because I don't know how to pack that motherfucker.
Hey, Tony, come over and pack it for you, dog.
No, you can't come over there and pack it because I ain't gonna have room for one person in my pit. If Tony come over there, that mean BET gonna be on his nuts, so I can't have both of them at the same time.
Hey, stop it, man.
Goddamn, DJ, cut it out.
What the hell I'm doing? I ain't doing that. Goddamn, I ain't saying shit. Hey, Bud Mac, you got to mute our dog, Mike, man.
Oh, man, don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Hey,
you know, at the grudge it's racing fine, event, we're gonna have a dick sucking trophy now. Y'all know who won that trophy, right?
Oh my goodness.
we're gonna have a big dick with a rub on there and BET face plastered on there in the background.
Boy, come on, man. Hey, Bud Naked. What Buck Naked at?
Buck Naked over there. Hey, Buck Naked, breastfeed, man. Leave him alone. He breastfeed.
I'm about to say he over there breastfeed.
Get your warms of milk up.
Buck Naked, I'm breastfeed. Making, I heard you seen the titties on Buck Naked? Him and Big Daddy got them to their own kids, man.
What the hell y'all saying about me warming up some goddamn milk?
They ain't say you was warming up, no. They say you was breastfeeding, motherfucker.
Hell no.
But, nigga, you putting on the weak race, man? You know you breastfeeding that baby. Weak motherfucker.
What the hell ever? Let me get her for real. She cutting up.
But, nigga, you old song, man. What you doing still have babies, man?
I'm going on mute for a minute, y'all.
I'm going on mute for a minute.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, nigga. Well,
yeah.
How old are you?
Say it again.
Hey, nigga. How old are you still? About 35.
Say it one more time.
How old are you, about 35?
Hey,
he looked younger.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell y'all something else that's fucked up too. Now, you know, goddamn it, the tank man keep on pulling goddamn BET in the private room. You know they be doing it in the private room, don't they?
Oh, shit.
Is it the boom boom? Is it the boom boom room?
Fucking dirty.
Yeah, that's why Tac Man be laughing. He don't be saying anything. He'll be laughing. He be got them getting that knob gnawed on, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, there you go, dog. Dog, be good,
that's
man.
That's all right, dog. You gonna throw me in there, you rock motherfucker. That's all right. I'm gonna tell you like Arkansas said. There's no one thing. I'm the bitch with the erection. It ain't another motherfucker.
Hey, Lincoln.
Goddamn Lincoln.
Yay.
Lincoln.
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hold on,
hold on.
Kimo.
Yeah.
What's C Kingdom at, man? They know I want to break their motherfucking back. Where they at?
I don't know. Hey, Wayne on the line. Wayne can get in touch with Wayne on the line.
He need to get
Wayne
this out
line.
In Hollow Spring, man. I can get
it. I think she's going to
be there. Huh? What's taking place, Lincoln? What's taking place, Lincoln? He coming to Memphis.
Wrong, boo.
You said,
yeah, he coming out of spring.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Tell him we testing on Friday. So tell him we testing on Friday, Lincoln.
He probably go. We all probably gonna leave the same. All of us gonna leave at the same Friday night.
Well, he wanted to know when we testing Friday. They're gonna be testing Friday. Let him know.
Okay,
Leon, Wayne on. So he, all you
hey,
gotta
do is. Hey, I just got a kick message with my main man, so he going to be in Hollow Spring. If you want to lock something in, he going to be on drag radio.
Who?
He got a Mustang. He going to be on drag radio. He said, do you want to lock something in? And he nitrous.
If you ride on top of the motherfucker, yeah. Lock in.
No, I ain't ride on top of it. Do you want to lock him in or not?
Who is that?
Do you want to lock him in or not?
I'm booked up over there right now.
I know that you're there. I don't want to lock in.
Hey, Wayne, I ain't got to lock in. All he got to do is be there, man. We're going to tangle now, and I'm going to come off that trailer, man.
What?
All that lock in.
Hey, look, I'll lock him in and Camaro.
What? Hold on, man. What'd you say, Wayne?
You think 8 seconds, the Camaro third.
Hey, man, you got lucky with Taker's tape wheels there, man. You throw it down. They're going to beat your weekend, man. You ain't did nothing. You beat on your chest.
I'm going to try to get lucky again, then. Try me again, then.
I bet you he don't wheel set. He is. That's why he coming.
Yes,
I didn't even supposed to say that, but he coming.
Keep him on the phone, lock him in. Let's lock it in.
I ain't gonna lock nothing in, Wayne. We coming down. The tape coming down to Justin Rutledge.
Hey, Wayne.
Right now, I'm letting you know that now.
Hey, look here, I need to make an announcement. Hey, everybody that's on my show, you better call in and try to get on Buck Naked them show. They got some openings that ain't full over there. Y'all better call over there, cause in about 5 or 10 minutes, my show gonna fall off, and that means y'all gonna fall off. So everybody that wants to get on Buck Naked them show, y'all need to try to call now and get in on that show.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, Buck Naked. Put a kid in that baby mouth, Buck Naked.
I'm sorry.
They tell me they're sorry. Who the fuck is that?
So I'm coming out specifically for him.
Thank you.
specifically for him. So it ain't no secret. You know what I'm saying? I don't make no excuses. He won the money, but it's cool. I'm coming right back at his ass. All this shit about people talking about ain't no rematches, I'm right back at his ass. I ain't going nowhere.
Soon as
that wheel stand fucked up a few things, wheel around and all that. Soon as I get up there and shake this motherfucker down and then go on down that motherfucking Broadway like he supposed to, I'm getting right on his ass. Soon as he come in the track, I ain't gonna let him breathe.
Hey, Tate, guess what? While you shaking down, I'm gonna break him down. That's what I'm gonna do. Then you can finish him off. He probably ain't gonna come back after that.
Well, I mean, you know, he won. He can brag on that for the rest of eternity. He won. There's no secret about that. I don't cry. I don't make up no excuses. He won. But I'm right back at his ass.
Hey, Tate.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Tiger,
you
want to
lock that back in? Hey, you want to lock that in?
Hey, Wayne, I'm picking my car up from the shop.
Hey, that was a
Thursday. Hey, listen, no, I'm not going. I'm going to make sure the car go down the track. You seen I did a wheel stand and fucked up a few things, but I'm getting it when I get out the car. When I make sure that motherfucker goes straight down the track, I'm at your ass, cuz. Ain't no secret. Ain't no secret.
Now, we had the same
break clause
last time. We could do the same thing.
Hey, Wayne, let me explain something to you. I didn't go down the track not one time, and I still raced you that day. So you're not doubting that you're going to get it, man.
Why you think I want to lock your ass, sweet ass, back in, shit?
You're going to get it, cuz. You got it coming, playboy. It's all good.
Okay, good.
I want to make sure you don't get away this time. Watch this here.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
Hey, Wayne.
Watch this
Thank you for listening to the show.
Don't worry about it. As soon as I get, I'm going. And when I get around that motherfucking track, and I ain't got no problem with steering and all that other shit that I fucked up, I'm at your ass, bro. It's all good.
Okay, look, if you don't like what you see, we ain't
got
to race.
Hey, I don't even got to see nothing. All I got to do is go down the track. What you think I'm looking for? I ain't looking for no nothing.
Hey, look, you can put weight bags on that motherfucker.
You think I'm looking for a number?
I don't care for what you're looking for. I'm just looking for some money from your ass.
Well, you just said I don't like what I see. I don't have to see nothing. All I need to do is go down the track, and I'm at your ass, boy.
I'm saying, why can't we lock in the same thing we locked in before? If you had any
problem, because we had a contract. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, hold on.
We've been there and done that.
Hey, Tate,
I locked in. Hey, listen. On the play, hold up, Leon. Let me explain this, man. On the player side, we locked in 200.
I can't out-talk you, man. So look. I'm not even arguing. Get your head down.
Hey,
Tate, that man sounds stupid as hell.
I'm not trying to out-talk you, man. I'm not screaming or yelling or nothing, man. I just told you we had a problem already like that. And we locked in some soft-ass money, Wayne. And you was odd and you didn't want to pay, man. But I'm not going to go that route with you no more. When I go down the track with my car, I ain't got no problems with it. As far as the steering and all of that shit, from the shit that got fucked up from the wheel stand, I'm at your ass, man. I mean, if you don't believe that, then you go call the police. Do what you got to do, man. But I don't come to the track and don't race. I didn't have to race you that day, and I didn't go down the track not one time. Ain't too many people going to still do that, but I did that. I didn't make it down the track not one time that day, man, and we still raced you for $3,000. Matter of fact, we had more than that. Y'all had less money, and I had to take some money down. So, I mean, what you talking about ain't shit to me, man.
Yeah, one leg in and one leg out already when he walked in the gate.
Y'all wasn't confident, and y'all went down the track. I didn't go down the track not one time, man. And y'all barely came up with a few bucks, man. Your ass in trouble, boy. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, you saying no?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Man, hey, Tite.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
You heard what I said. I mean,
things understood, you not be explained.
Now, if you like what you see Saturday, we're not racing for no less than $5,000, all right?
I like that. Now you're talking my number.
Right? Hey, Wayne, you can't outbet nobody, man. Go with that. You go with that scary ass shit you talking about, you weak kick.
Leon, I'm not. You already know, Leon. I'm not worried about him, man. It's all good.
Okay. I ain't worried about you.
That's why you don't see me on here hooping and hollering and talking
Hey, listen.
Hey, you ain't great, and I know how to win in grace, man. I lost. You won.
I took
the
small block, and I shoved it up your ass.
Yes, you did. You sure did, man. You shoved that motherfucker clean up my rectum, boy.
Hey, do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor. While you shaking down, right, I want you to shake down first. Hey, wait. When we get to the track, when I pull at that gate, as soon as I see Wick, I'm going to get Wick some money to lock in with you. Would you come off that trailer, me and you head up, sir? I know you hear me, weak chick. It shouldn't be white trash.
Hey.
It should be weak chick.
Leon, I will let you come off the trailer, and I will race you.
That's what I want. You hear that, don't you, Wick?
Leon, he said he's going to let you come off the trailer. Watch his slick ass. He's trying to be slick.
No, I want him to come off the trailer with his scary ass. That's what I know. He put his foot in his mouth.
I will let you come off the trailer. I've never been to Holly Springs a day in my life. Is you stupid?
That sounds like a personal problem. Y'all got y'all ass whooped. That's why you didn't come to Holly Springs last time. Y'all ran home, the whole bunch. Just hold on, ye say, boy. You know it.
All right, fellas, we got two more northern phone calls. Let me get these guys in. 224.
But nigga, let me on that tape, man. That's a player right there. I don't like, you know.
All right, go ahead.
What's
going on, Tank, man? How you feel, kid?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. That damn Wayne trying to put you in the blender, man.
Hey, Tank, you gonna run with it, huh? You gonna run with it, huh, baby? You gonna run with that, huh? I heard that. Hey, man, put it to work, man. Put it to work. Yeah, he's definitely trying to put me in the blender, but hey, I got all the power. So when he try to plug it in, he ain't gonna do nothing but get electric shocked.
Good God.
You know what I'm saying? Soon we try to plug that blender in and push that button, he going to get the shock of his life, man.
How you telling me?
He going to get the shock of his life, man.
They was scared, yeah. Like they always did. Come out them pussies.
Man, listen.
I ain't think you're bringing homework home in a while.
The man, hey, you got to watch him, though, Ty, because he got so mad about paying that $200 lockup, he ain't even want to race no more. But he ain't never scared. You know what I'm saying? His partners had to go tell him, man, don't be like that, man. Just because you paid the lockup money, man, go and race the man. He didn't even want to race no more. He was dead mad about the $200 lockup, man. That's why I say I ain't got to go through that with him no more, man. I thought he was a player. But I ain't got to go through that with him no more. It's all good. I catch him. We're going to put that money in somebody's hand from here on out. Well, as soon as I see him, once I make my little move and the car got there going down the track, we're going to put that money in somebody's hand like peanut butter and jelly, baby. We're going to make that money fuck.
Make a sandwich out of it.
Yeah, we're going to make that money fuck. I ain't got time for all the rigmarole.
That money on top of money sound like a conversation to me. Yes, sir.
That's real business, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, Naki, you had a good show tonight, man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Boy, hope we have another one. I whoop that motherfucker again.
Hey, hey, man, don't say that, man. You're going to get Wick started now.
BC!
Hey, did y'all ever go back in the day and see that movie that they made over there in Memphis, Tennessee called Hustle and Flow. I whooped that trick. Whoop that trick.
Hey, that wig know he fucked up. I let that nigga get on to his ass, boy. Hey, Wick, you out there for a while. Big
oh,
T. Goddamn. Well, you rough, buddy. But, hey, but, nigga, you deserve it, though. I got to get to you. You deserve it because you've been struggling with that thing, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what that dude named
Wicked? What that dude named Wicked? I think they on dog show. They was on dog show, man. I sure see. Damn fool.
I was trying. I got a little street car. I got a little cage in it. Little cage it perfectly. And a small pocket. I'm looking for some action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
bring it with you.
He on here sound like sometimes say bring it with you. That must be weak.
That was talking that shit.
That's Wayne. Wayne, we'll take them.
Your guy comes and sit on these motherfuckers,
on
these heads.
Now, I see you. How
your phone breaking up?
Oh, y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, who that fuck talking about with you?
Oh. You said what?
I said I got a little small block with a little 6-1 cage in it, little street car, tag and insurance, and looking for a little go over there all the screens that weekend.
That probably was on dog show. Somebody was on dog show with that.
What you do to her?
Dog show to shut down.
Dog show to come off.
Somebody went to sleep breathing harder than a monkey.
Hey, Mark, I thought you had two nothings.
What did he say? I said, damn, tight, man, you can get no answer, bitch.
That somebody was on dog show was talking like that. The dog show went off.
Dog show gone.
Yeah.
I thought we got on.
Now, them ain't my kids. I don't know who kid them is, but them ain't mine.
All right, but they can go ahead and rock your little baby to sleep.
That ain't my child, them. That's a toddler. I got an infant.
You doing different from my nigga.
Yeah. 224-6386. Your mic
alive.
Who's with?
What's up, brother? What's up? This is Smooth Criminal. I'm Shy. Just want to congratulate you, man, on your win. I'm good,
appreciate
bro.
It, man.
Good. You had a damn good show, man. Had me cracking up. Finally,
man,
somebody shut.
It,
look, finally, somebody shut DET's ass up. He always gets on somebody else and your ass was down. Somebody get on. He shut his ass down.
That doggy dog.
Well, that dog don't be fucking around. Yes, sir. Anyway, I'm just going through the Carolinas right now. You know what I'm saying? And just listen to the show, man. I had a good time. I'm cracking up on here, boy, for real.
We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go on mute, man. My truck might be 2 hours. Keep on going.
All right. You be safe on that road, man. Get home to your family.
That's
yes,
it.
All right. My other caller don't disappear. What that? Put your hand back up, call him. It was a 313 number.
Might be your money.
We got a lot of private callers on here, boy. I mean, there's a lot of them.
They scared. Tell them dog ain't on the phone,
hey.
So they won't get scared.
Yeah.
Dog won't get on the air.
Hey, people be scared to get in this pie.
Yeah.
Going down in the bushes and get them out.
Yeah.
706-9513. 9513, your mic is live.
I want to look. I'm looking for BET. I got a dick for BET.
Uh-oh.
On this motherfucker, y'all. I forgot. I let y'all motherfuckers talk about me.
Hey, dog.
Hey,
you got
that smooth criminal riding through that on the truck, man. Yeah, man. You know, we just having fun. You know, BET, all right, man. BET, all right. He just like dick. Ain't nothing wrong with like a little dick man.
What happened, BET and Whitney?
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I get. Who that was? Y'all said we're cooking them steak down yonder. Who that was?
That was Pee Wee, man.
Y'all get them real steak, them T-bones and ribeye. I get BET getting them goddamn tube steaks then, huh?
There you go, Bone Dagger. Y'all, you ain't got nothing to do. That Grant started that shit, man. Y'all started throwing them fucking hits, man. You know, motherfucker, I can't hold water, goddammit. And Type Man with that old goddamn land. See, Type Man, you know how Type Man get real quiet? He be in the private room getting him a blowjob, man.
Hey, dog, I'm gonna keep it real now. He was starting with me talking about me wearing a skirt or some crap, you see.
Yeah, damn sure did now. And you told him.
Started,
and you told him, damn sure did now. You got a point there, DJ.
I said, we ain't going to start that shit tonight now. I can take it. You can, yeah, you can't take it.
No, see, now you fucked up, DJ. You ain't smart. He said he can take it. He was talking about that dick.
Where y'all really is?
Hey, you remember when Buck Nigga used to want to fight a motherfucker when they called him boy? Now he calling everybody motherfucking boy.
Yeah, you're right. Look
at
boy.
I'm throwing this shit, dog. Yes, sir.
Hey,
well,
you
bro, you don't call them. You don't call. That's a disgrace to call a man a boy. Well, bro.
Shut up, boy.
Why I spit this spread all on my damn computer? What the hell wrong with you? Damn.
Hey,
my computer.
I doubt Bud Nigga get mad at too much. He got him a win, a couple of wins. He ain't gonna get mad at too much or nothing, nah.
No, homie, you can get mad. Hey, Kimo, now, one time now, you got kind of mad with BT with that damn monkey on that bicycle, man. You got a little one on that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, dog, what it was.
That motherfucker wanted to fight, boy.
I was over here fixing the car and everything. That bitch just would not act right. Boy, I couldn't get out to show my ass or nothing, man. And boy, that motherfucker kept riding me, you monkey motherfucker, fake motherfucker. Hey, man, I ain't never seen BET get as mad as he got. Damn, I better leave him alone for real.
Yeah, BET, he going to show you why they released him from prison. The only reason they released him from prison was they got tired of paying all that money for them abortions. He kept getting pregnant, man.
Hey, dog, I tell you who shut him down, though. I tell you who shut him down good. They got them tail. They got them tail to get him, too, boy. Tail fucked him up every time.
Yeah, tail got him, too. So did that.
Who did?
Tail. From California.
Yeah, now, tail wanted to fight him. How come they didn't fight him?
Tail was too big.
Tail ain't no bigger than me.
Tail got some mom. BT ain't got no on. He just got some color.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that's that California ass woman, dog. You know he wasn't ready for that.
Okay. Hey, you know they said BT was in the gym. They said he went out there and put in for a gym membership, but he went to the wrong gym. They said, this is the gay gym. BT said, why you think I'm here?
No, you know, he's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And then they let him in. You know, he paid his money. They let him in and everything. Then they say, sir, this is a gym where you work out at. BET was in the goddamn, in the sauna room. He stayed in the sauna the whole goddamn while.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck BET doing in the sauna room? He waiting for them dicks to come in there, man.
Hey, man, what time do Whit and Wayne close up,
right? Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth now. If y'all go down to Holly Springs and whoop with ass, some gonna have to have them, because then where we gonna tell y'all to come to then? He ain't gonna have no, he can't be saying come to this hole. We're gonna fuck y'all up in this hole down
here. I promise you. All I can guarantee one out where I'm gonna be fine. I'll tell you how I'm being.
Hey, girl.
Hey, DJ, when you went down there that time, the first pass your car worked good with them slicks, but the rest of it, what it did? It didn't work right? It got squirted or what?
I think what happened was I think they just start putting more glue down, start prepping it more for the radio in it. We just didn't like it. I tried everything.
Would have Mark been back on since they lost?
Nope.
He didn't even show up tonight.
Been on tonight.
I got the call. I'm going to call his ass. Let me talk with
him. Call his butt neck because he said I can't believe he ain't got on.
Who that Mark?
I think he called my phone, but I couldn't get him in.
I asked about him earlier.
Michigan, I called him. Let me see here.
Yeah, he's been on every show. Why he didn't get on this one today? Come on now. Mark, you're the first one with a hand up.
He ain't on his phone now. He ain't on the line, on the computer. Let me get that car. Let me find his number here.
Hey, dog, you ain't coming down this Saturday?
Hell yeah, I'm coming, motherfucker.
Oh, okay. You sound like you wasn't coming or something.
When I sound like I ain't coming?
Lay down and go to sleep now. You talking about this dog coming. Lay down and go to sleep.
Hey, ain't gonna lie. It's early, lay down and go to sleep. I'm gonna have a good time again, man. Fuck it.
Hey, I gotta go down there and beat the fuck out of BET.
Hey, butt neck, you should have blocked that call, man. He would have answered.
Fuck y'all. What y'all fangs want?
What's up, Mark?
What's going on, homeboy? You doing all right?
Mark, what's up, baby?
That fucking got all into you, too. You wasn't even there. That fucking got all into you?
But that motherfucker took place everywhere.
That goddamn butt neck got some strong ass sperm, man. Goddamn.
Man, butt neck ain't shit, cocksucker. I'm sound like he on his motherfucking stomach. I don't know, put BET on you, motherfucker.
Hey, Mark, you might not fool with BET. BET got no ass right now.
They toast.
Hey, that man might be 90 pounds right now, man.
Yeah. They said that man wanted to fight.
Hey, Mark, you don't sound right, man. I ain't never known you to be quiet, motherfucker.
I'm up. I was laying down. I'm up now. What the fuck you motherfucker want with a bad motherfucker?
I'm disappointed. You didn't report into the show tonight. Now, what the problem is?
Man, fuck this show. Y'all beat me. Fuck this show.
It ain't no show without you, Mark.
Well, close that motherfucker out.
Hey, Mark, I just got a text. They said since goddamn buck naked, fuck y'all up. They want all the 901 boys to walk around that damn track with an apron on, serving food.
Nah, he got to bring his ass to Memphis. He got to bring his ass to Hot Springs.
Then what?
They don't want to beat his motherfucking nose in, that's what.
Y'all don't play it to the 902 boys.
Fuck you mean what? Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I don't give him motherfucking gas money to get the Hot Springs.
Bullshit.
I don't give him 500. I know it don't take 500 to get the Hot Springs.
Goddamn, but nigga, you can buy some gas and some dill repellent for that much.
And some diapers.
Goddamn,
motherfucking faggot. Hey, Dog, they just got them butt naked. They just butt naked so motherfucking stomach so weak, he was throwing up everywhere for you, right?
Goddamn,
book
nigga. Everybody know
when
you was throwing up,
book
nigga.
Hey, that motherfucker was so nervous in the stomach, he was throwing up everywhere.
I don't know where you got that lie from, boy, but they told you a hell of a lie. Wasn't that nervous about me? Nothing.
You come to Hollis Spring what, Chump? You come to Hollis Spring what?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Huh? Oh, man, you ain't coming no motherfucker. You ain't coming. You ain't coming no goddamn
I'm
going to
let you know tomorrow, man.
Hey, book nigga, call. Get BT on the phone, man. Come on, man. Tell BG we still love him. We ain't gonna play no more dick jokes with him.
Do y'all? I don't want to call BG playing with BG tonight. I want to hear that shit.
BG probably on his way to your house, dog.
Hey, dog, they you got the.
If he do, he's gonna BG look like lay on his stomach again.
Hey, this BT look like the goddamn gremlin and striping. You had that motherfucker on the motherfucker last night.
That was a hell of a show last night, Mark.
Hey, that mother made me go to work this morning.
They told me goddamn BT was so mad, he growed his plaits back, man.
Hey, DJ Grant.
They told me, they got their BT with hollering, pimp down, pimp down.
Hey, BT wanted to be in the spotlight. I've got them being in the spotlight, motherfucker.
I don't know. That's a cold killer. Tell him, hold up, man. You too low to count. What's up with you?
I got them high mom found out about this shit. Now, he wouldn't even care, goddamn
it. Hey, you know where I be laughing? Me, DJ, that motherfucker pissed me off. Wink, don't worry about it. I'm going to jail Saturday.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That mother said, Wick said, man, don't y'all fuck my job. No, I'm tired of that mother. He know not. He ain't even think suspect to me. I'm going to jail. Fuck it. They can send me back. Y'all are laughing.
Hey, he was hoping to go to jail so he can get fucked some more.
For y'all, wow. Hey. I tell you what, you ain't got to worry about that motherfucker going to jail in Hollis Springs. Them motherfuckers don't give you number bread and water. This motherfucker ain't look like a mother when you come out that motherfucker.
Damn.
Hey, dog, you hear that? So you better not go down there. You better not pitch a fist up.
Hey, man, I got to do what I got to do, man.
Y'all set it back.
That's right.
All right, that sounds just like that motherfucker real name.
I don't know who said that one. Like
hey, I bet y'all. Tyke Man, you on the phone, Tyke Man?
He was.
Now, hold on a minute now. Now, Tyke Man got a good invitation, but I tried to get him on my show today to do it, and he fucked it up. Now, Tyke Man, get ready now. Mr. DeJoe, go ahead, Mr. DeJoe.
Godfather! I know you're in one of them goddamn, I'm one of them private conversations with the who's in this country. Godfather!
Well, y'all crazy.
Man. Oh, man, that motherfucking Tyke Man is stupid, man. That's something stupid, man. God damn it.
Hey, butt naked.
Yeah.
I'm ready for our motherfucking rematch, sucker. What you want to do?
Man, butt naked ain't going to face y'all more time.
I don't hear no motherfucker, but these ain't Grant. Look, motherfucking miss ass laughing, giggling like a motherfucker. That's the only motherfucker I hear giggling. I know you motherfucking grudge ain't love a goddamn trick to us over there. When you told me you pulled some motherfucking antifreeze up on the side, he said. This slick motherfucker.
I hate you wasn't there, boy. I swear I hate you wasn't there. But boy, I swear they were
there. I hate you wasn't there too, boy.
They were so
hey,
bad.
You
I'm
got,
saying he glad he wasn't there too because he'd have got fucked up. He'd have been broke.
Look, I was calling motherfucking Mr. Motherfucker, I cut off.
Well,
that's
like,
hey,
you
hey,
DJ.
Yeah.
What
y'all
done did? I'll call Mr. Melvin.
Goddamn, come on, Melvin. I'm going to bet Melvin $1,000. Old skinny man bet me $25. I said, yeah, I got skinny man at night. I got it there. I called Wick back. I said, what happened, Wick? Knock the tire off. Knock the tire off. The hell you mean knock the tire off? Who knocked the tire off? Well, we knocked the tire off. I said, God damn. I was so glad Melvin there. I said, this boy, are you sure? Yeah. I said, well, you
hey,
better go on get.
Hey,
you better go get Big Low ass.
I bet it with a dry hunter right there on the line.
He told
I,
you hey, better run around.
Damn sure did. I saw you when you were smashing it in his face, DJ.
I said, listen, I said, when they lost, I said, God damn. I said, boy, they look too sad. I said, I can't even go through and get my $100. I said, they look too sad.
Hey, DJ, you walk across the goddamn starting line to get the win ass to bet them one too.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you know what might have happened? You remember 902 running around talking about we let him go to high gear. Did you ask the driver, did he put the car in high gear this time?
Man, I don't know, man. I ain't watched tape. They said, goddamn, the race was raised in land number 4 sack and the tape was up 3.5. I ain't watched tape. They had that motherfucker all over Facebook.
You ain't lying now, Mom. You goddamn, the shit, they ain't even got the ticket before this shit was on Facebook.
What was on Facebook?
I called Wick back. You beat Big Low? Oh, no, not tired. I'm kidding. I don't know what's going on. What the hell? You should have ain't tricking you. What's going on? I don't know. I'll call you back. Man, them motherfuckers put you in the gypsy twist for real, man.
Hey, man, I ain't
hey,
got you on that. Hold on, I was going to man.
Man, Mississippi Joe is in the farm, the creek and rat. They said, the car ain't ready. He ain't going to be there on the 2nd.
What up, Bo?
Hey, you a motherfucking liar. Whoever this fag is,
talking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nah. I told you, now, that's the real motherfucking Mississippi Joe there.
What's going on,
Dave?
They said, motherfucker. They said, motherfucker, Kai gonna be red on the sack. He's sick of that motherfucker showing up looking like a
wannabe.
I don't know. They say you bought Gangsta Boo 2. You bought Gangsta Boo 2, so your one gonna be red. You got the motor head.
Hey, Mark, let me tell you something, Mark. You talking about they say. They say you was a pretty motherfucker till they seen your motherfucking ass.
Well, you know, shit happened.
Who is it?
This Mark.
Mark, what's wrong with you? What you got in your throat, boy?
Damn sure ain't you.
But
I tell you what, check that back teeth on the vine and knock that your mouth. Check that motherfucker willing teeth on the vine and knock that your mouth. Hey, I'm far from a hater. I ain't never took this to school.
I gotta say this about y'all. I gotta give y'all pop. I can't hate on y'all. I'm about to be a hater like y'all, but I'm not gonna do it. I just refuse to be a hater. God, can you learn better, you do better. Can I speak, please? Y'all 901 bad boys. Y'all will race. Y'all some bad jokers. Y'all will race.
Hey, Joe. We're tired of hearing that bullshit.
Out, but you will race.
Hey.
You
got to get your ass up there to see.
That's what I said. I'm getting y'all props, Mark. I'm getting y'all props.
I appreciate that. Man, you when your shit gonna be real?
Wait, do you want my brother's car? is ready with a capital R.
Man, we tired of hearing that bullshit. We want
the world know. I'm letting the whole world know. You all consider yourself one. If you want to stay safe,
man, we don't want to hear that bullshit. We lock your fuck ass in. We don't give a fuck about all that motherfucking talk. What you want to do on the 26th? Fuck all that talk. What you want to do?
I'm going to do something on the 2nd. You don't run nothing but your mouth.
No, you don't run shit because you ain't got shit. How you run something? You ain't got shit. You talking about that's your brother's shit. You ain't got shit.
Well, it is my brother's car. I'm not
going to
lie.
Okay, well, you ain't got shit then. You don't run shit. That's somebody else's shit.
I've been running shit forever and a day.
Man, you don't run a motherfucking
thing.
Hey, man, what you want to do? You want to race or what?
If my brother don't have no problem with it, Mark, why do you have a problem with it?
Hold on, Mark. You just said that they went on shit. So how the hell you gonna say he can't? You just said now. Whit said himself he don't own shit, but Whit running shit.
Who?
How the hell you still do that?
Whit running a whole lot of shit. Got getting that shit.
Huh?
That Whit run shit. That's the difference.
So don't make it
I gave him that shit. Fuck you mean?
But he don't own it.
It is. Fuck you talking about?
You got to let people win sometimes. You can't just him all the time.
It's
him. And I was too rough on him. I used to
talk. Man, would you shut the fuck up or you ain't going to raise meet that motherfucker Mike, man. That motherfucker ain't going to raise you come to talk. We trying to raise. We all that goddamn. Hey, man, your show got cut off, man. You should have paid your bill. Your show and your brother didn't goddamn sick. Got cut off, man. Should have paid your bill. You should have kept it
100.
You should have kept your brother's show 100. Don't come on my goddamn show. They call me.
$79.99,
man, your motherfucker ass ain't got no show, man. You just like me. Get the fuck off my show. Mute them, butt neck. I put your ass up.
What they got to do with racing, Mark?
I'm just saying, we want to race. What I'm trying to get you to understand, sir. Would you be quiet for a second? We want to race you, sir. You want to talk. We want to lock in and race. Fuck all this talking. Okay. Well, you, yeah. Fuck you mean?
I got locked in, man. Fuck out of here. You don't run shit.
Well, okay, you don't run shit because you ain't talking about shit.
Man, you better go eat you a motherfucking biscuit
and
a piece of dick.
Well, I tell you what, you get talking about a little dick out your back of your ribs until you'll be all right.
Hey,
fuck you mean? Huh?
What you saying, Mark?
Hey, butt naked. Man, look, next time you open a motherfucking mic up and a person ain't talking about locking no race in, goddamn it, you fine. You come pick the goddamn $39 check up.
For you, please.
That's the mark I do.
Hey, but nigga, you come to Holly Springs and what, man? We try to reduce our motherfucking money back.
I'm like Tony Rice. Y'all motherfucking
850
boys. Y'all ain't the
901
boys. Y'all motherfucking
850 boys. Hey, man, you got to be a real hater, man. How can a motherfucker be on the sideline, wonder shopping, hating? We racing, man. You ain't bought 2 gallons of racing beer this year. What the fuck are you? What the fuck are all this clown-ass dude, man? Hey, what are all this clown-ass dude,
man?
We racing, man. We don't give a fuck. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Godfather. It cost this man a dime because we lost. You must have lost some money.